Blog Talk Radio.
And she came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like capture big things, jewel chip, money clip, phone flip the six range. And seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you could see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance. And that cat woman stands with the fat booty pants. Hot damn, what's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist lace up, very little makeup. The swims at the Reebok gym tone your frame up. A sugar and spice, the only thing that you made up. I tried to play it low key but couldn't keep it down. Asked her to dance and she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, down from Jamaica, she sipping Chris Strader, kicking mine in the waist up. See, my fam throwing it down for Reed is on the stand. Big things is in the plans. The brother Big Moon makes space for me to move ahead. Yo, this my man Most, baby, let me introduce. I turn around, you was the same pretty bird who I had priorly observed, trying to play me for the herd. Shocked to tell she couldn't get it together. I just played along and pretended I never met her. How you feeling? No, I'm fine. My name is Most, I'm Sharice. I heard so much good about you, it's nice to finally meet. He moved to the booth, preserved the crew especially. And honey love ended up sitting directly next to me. I'm tight polite, but now I'm looking at her skeptically. Cause baby girl got all the right weaponry. Designer fabric, shoes and accessories. Chinky eyes, sweet voice, you want me mentally. Be conversating, made her laugh, yeah, you know me, bro. Even though I know the CeeLo, she wild, sweet, yo. I'm about to murk, I say peace to the family. She hop up like, how you gonna leave before you dance with me? Dance with me.
She blew my whole head with that dude. I was like, what? I played it low, though. I was like, yeah, all right, come on then, let's go. Nah, just so sick. I said, yo, honey was so blazing. She was, yo, she looked like Jane Kennedy, word walk. To my mama, man, she was that L, man. She take me to the dance floor and she start whispering to me. Yo, let me apologize for the other night. I know it wasn't right, but baby, you know what it's like. Some brothers don't be coming right, I understand, I'm feeling you. Besides, can I have a dance? Ain't really that original. We laughed about it, trace the arms across my shoulder blades. They playing lover's rock, I got to fold the fingers on the waist. He and my butt up like the Arizona summer song finishing. She whispered, honey, let's exchange numbers in three. We been dating late night conversation in the crib, heart racing, trying to be cool and patient. She touched on my eyelids, the room fell silent. She walked away smiling, singing Gregory Isaacs like, if I don't, showing me a tan line and a tattoo, playing Sade, sweet as taboo, burning candles, all my other plans got canceled, man, I smash it like an Idaho potato, she call me at my jail, come now, I can't say no. Jensen tree trunks, rocking her pee from cocking her knees up. Champion lover, not ease up. 3 months she call, I feel I'm running a fever. 6 months I'm telling her I desperately need her. 9 months blue white sisters are shorty not around. I need more than to knock it down, I'm really trying to lock it down. Midnight we hook up and go at it. Burn a stogie, let her know, sweetheart, I got to have it. She telling me commitment is something she can't manage. Wake up the next morning, she gone like it was magic. Oh damn it, this on Harrison full frantic. My number one's an answered by my fly Taurus enchantress. Who hit me up? I saw Sharice at the kitty club with some banging ass agent playing Lay It Down and Lick Me Up.
What?
Yo. Can you believe that, sister? I was like, what? Oh man, I was so sick. I was so sick, though.
Come on, Jay.
Come on in,
of your throat and stay a while.
Stay with me.
I've been waiting for the strength just so we could make us the
children. But what about me? Enough for laying the head on the pillow and all the rest of that good stuff to come with that. Go ahead and get a little roll call in here. Do we have Gina Storm in the house?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I'm here.
Get out of here. Stop playing. You on mute. Come on now.
Wait.
I ain't going to have that. I ain't gonna let nobody tell that lie on you either.
No, for real. One of these days, I'm not gonna be on mute. Nobody's gonna believe it.
No, I ain't gonna let you tell that lie on yourself either. So, yeah. How you been doing?
Okay. So
how's everything
I'm gonna bring
going in the Geniverse?
In the Geniverse, I have three of the moms here. Third mom came over because she had to take her braids out. She said that she felt like her daughter had braided some of her memories into her scalp.
Ooh.
And she was losing her mind, so she took her braids out. And I
she
thought I was too tender-headed. Can't get braids for that very reason, because I'm too tender-headed. And what else? Oh, my mom actually kept her sandwich down and in. So, woo-hoo! And second mom is already packed and ready for the convention tomorrow. So it's all good in the Geniverse.
It's a mixed bag. I hear y'all over there striving to make it happen, though. That's what's up. That is definitely what's up.
We're
going to
make it do what it do. Absolutely.
I heard that. All right. Mama Donna, you here?
I was on mute. No, sir.
How you doing?
So
today?
I'm here.
You
I'm
here?
Doing good. I'm doing good. I'm here.
You've been
That's
on the move today, ain't you?
I kind of went and got my eyelashes done. You know, I'm just, you know, trying to beautify this old body. What can I say?
I heard that. I see your pictures on Facebook. You doing? You staying ahead of the curve.
I'm staying ahead of something. I don't know if it's a curve or not, but it's something.
Are you staying ahead of the curve? Nice pictures, nice photos of you and your daughter,
Sherelle.
You
stay the curve, I just
beautiful.
Say I'm staying ahead, you know. Thank you.
All
me
right.
And my daughter,
you know,
yes. You look beautiful.
Modesty is a part of the beauty, then. If we get out in front
yes,
of our teeth, you'd be like, yes, ma'am. All right, we're going to go ahead and do a show on all things about the seasons of our pen and do our pen change along with the seasons. Y'all have any feedback for that right there?
Well, you know me, I ain't been writing long enough to see if there's any seasons. Right now, I think
you
I'm still
writing
in
for
a,
one season.
I'm still
You've seen at least six of them.
Nah, I ain't seen six seasons, only four seasons. So I don't know how I've seen six of them, but okay. By your math, I guess. I don't understand that one, but okay.
You're about a year and a half in, ain't you? You're about
a
year and a
half.
A
year and a
half.
Like, I started writing in April. This is only June. It's not a year and a half. Okay, let's get the let's addition, right, 14 months. Okay, it's not a full, it's a full year. And, hey, I have to keep you grounded, okay? Keep you grounded. So, But even with that being a year and a half, even if it was a year and a half, I don't think I have ventured into writing long enough to say a season yet.
You know, the crazy part about it, you have heard us talk about, like, oh, this season right here, as far as how poets move and the ebb and flow and the tides and the rest of that type of stuff. So you didn't least heard the shop talk about, like, oh, wintertime is coming in, everybody going to be around their houses, it's too cold to get out there, so on and so forth. And with those different things, then different stimuluses come about for our
people. Is that about writing, or is that about being available to be on Clubhouse? See, there's a difference. Is it about going out and doing more shows in the wintertime? There's a difference. Are you more active in the summer? Yes, but that's not about writing.
But it can influence it, because you're not sitting in the house, and every time you walk outside, it ain't cold. Every time you walk outside, it's actually hot. So those are different stimulus that's hitting you. And also, your bill look different. You want to go to the store, look different. So all that stuff starts to filter into our pen.
It ain't affecting mine, because you know what? I'm working 24/7, so I ain't doing none of that shit, so it don't make no difference.
My
season is stagnant, then, okay? We'll go with that. My season is stagnant, because I'm working 24/7.
If it was stagnant, believe me, we'd be letting you know about it.
If it's based on my activity, my season is stagnant. Because I ain't doing too much.
You know what?
I'm
you
working.
Get out. You do more stuff than I did since I was way back in the day running the streets.
Oh, don't even try it, Jared. Don't even try it.
You're going
you go to
different
Walmart
countries
and
carrying on and all the rest of that type of stuff. And some more
stuff. How long
stuff.
That's been? That's been over a year now. That's going to be a year. That's old news. Once in 10 years, it's not season travel, okay? Sorry.
I can't tell you the last time I hit a club.
Well, I can. And I might be going there.
Right.
I might be going there tonight. So we'll never know. Time will tell.
Let's check with an expert on these matters right here. Somebody who been in the game since the game began. Hey, Gina Storm, are you in the hell?
I haven't checked, and I have fresh ink because I wrote a piece.
I know, you much better than me.
Boast on yourself, Gina. Boast on yourself. That's all right, Gina. Put me to shame. Boast on yourself, okay?
I'll put my chest out.
Okay.
I heard
put
it.
Put your whole chest out.
Should have beaten like a caveman.
Shame the devil. I was sitting there saying there's no such thing as a season. Come on. I wrote a piece. Okay,
well, what you doing
you,
with
Gina.
That? What you doing
thank
with that? No, that's good.
I'm not doing anything with it.
I am so sorry.
I'm not doing anything with it.
My watermelon going past the window. Don't throw my watermelon in that garden. What you doing? Real Southern humor, y'all.
Okay.
You are
imports. You are
all
not
right,
from
you.
The South.
I'm so sorry. I'm from Detroit. No, I'm from Ben Harbor via Detroit to Arkansas. Yeah, that's where I'm from. But anyways.
So Michigan is right here in the Midwest with me, sir. So if you country, I'm grits.
Oh, there's a lot of country people in Detroit. And I imagine there's a bunch of country people in Chicago, too, because they came straight up 55,
please believe. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. They country. How long where y'all originally from? Detroit? I mean, like, where originally are y'all from?
Right. My mama said when they was little, they used to get in trouble if they said dope, mo, or flow.
Ooh, that was cutting out most of our conversation around there. Yeah.
And I was like, bruh, we all getting ready to get a whooping because that's how we talk.
I ain't going to say nothing. I'm sitting on my tongue. All right, Gina, so
wait
talk
to
us about
you
these seasons
on your
and this
was actually possible and you never did it? Huh, who knew?
I would have never made it to this age if I had that type of skill. Gina,
yes.
You have an ex. Tell us about this whole seasonal pen change thing. What's in your mind about this thing?
Sure. So, okay, just like anything else in my life, everything for me is literally seasonal. I mean, like, I am a whole different person
each season of the year. And my pen is reflective of that because it's depending on, because, you know, I don't go outside much and I people very rarely, and I like my own company and I like being in the house. And so seasonally, I will come out and do things, but not daily. So the seasons play a big role in my day-to-day life and definitely affects my pen. So I know how I feel is based on, you know, if because, you know, like in the winter when the days are shorter and the nights are longer, you get the winter blues. But in the summer, when it's the opposite and the days are longer, the days are longer and the nights are shorter, you feel refreshed because it's like when you wake up, it's light outside and it takes longer for it to become dark outside. And that has absolutely something to do with how I'm made up as a human being. And it is very reflective in my pieces.
Yeah, but the way you sleep, I imagine sometimes you go from just being dark to being dark again. Mm-hmm.
Okay, from one, mind your business. And two, that sounds like jealousy. And three, if sleep was currency, I would be independently wealthy. So don't hate. Don't hate.
Oh, you'd be your own currency. You'd be your own country.
I love sleep. Like, my relationship actually with my bed. I think that's going to be the topic for our next show. My relationship with my bed.
Now, you already have one with your appliances, and it was actually quite clean. Yeah, it was actually quite clean.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'll be in the kitchen making things happen. But, yeah, my poetry and the seasons are, they're in a relationship, too. So I've just accepted it. Make it do what it do.
All right, now. Mama Donna, you still with us?
I'm thinking about it.
All right.
Yeah, I guess I'm still with you.
Woohoo!
Well, yes. Gina, she gonna take us out to sea, and we're going to go ahead and play shotgun to her Willie Sutton.
Okay, what does that mean?
I'm lost too much.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. This sounded good when I had said it in my head.
Because with all these damn references that nobody knows the hell
you call me out
about.
In front of millions of people? I mean, this the audacity for me.
It's the reality for us.
Like with James Brown, he said, "Zombie."
It can be the audacity for you.
That's all you
got
to do.
It can be the audacity for you. It's the reality for us. We don't know what the hell you're talking about. What you talking about?
Now, see, would nobody had known that had y'all not opened up your mouth and went ahead and did such confessions? Because that's what we tell people all the time. Don't tell people you messed up.
And nobody
would have
known that if you had opened up your mouth and said that. Nobody would have known either.
No, see, you didn't change the timeline now. Now what multiverse we in now?
I'm good at throwing back reversal. Yes, I am. If you never opened your mouth and said that, we would have never known.
You know, I like how my footy face now. Don't get me started. You have not seen my work, apparently. Apparently, you have not seen my work.
I've heard it, so don't worry about it.
All right, let's go ahead and throw this first poet into me, Grinder.
Y'all hear my cramp?
Well, we got
a 2-for-1. It is not your turn to be on the mic tonight, little boy. He just as soon as you said it, he started making that noise.
He ready to spit.
Mad because he threw his pacifier out in the hallway, and I told him I ain't going to get it. How y'all doing tonight, everybody?
All right, how are you?
We doing good.
Very good.
We doing good.
I'm good. This little boy teasing, so y'all already know the routine.
Danielle, so we're just glad you called.
Danielle, I'm going to ask you a question. So when I said he's ready to spit, he's actually spitting. Okay, I got it.
He is. Lord, have mercy. And it's extra slobber because it got, you know, the cheese coming in, so it's real juicy. It's everywhere. Yeah.
All right. So it's a literal thing. Okay, I got you.
So if y'all hear any disruption in the background while I'm spitting my piece, you already know what it's hitting for.
That's definitely a compliment. That's all it is.
Yeah, when you can focus through the hollering, the whining, and the pulling, and the gnashing of the teeth, and all the rest of that, we get poets extra points for that type of stuff around here.
Okay.
So you might want to encourage him to go ahead and do his most.
Because he's going to walk around and I ain't chasing his ass.
He know you will.
Yeah, I ain't got no choice.
Well, yeah,
he's
sister,
been quiet all day.
Gina.
Hope you're not talking on mute again.
I'm sorry. No, I wasn't actually talking on mute. You know what happens is every now and then these ridiculous ads pop up on my screen and I have to wait until the X shows up for me to exit out of it so that I can go back to unmute myself. And I was like, this is a conspiracy. I was actually trying to do the right thing.
Oh, we got to clean that phone out. Yeah, we definitely got to clean that phone out.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll get rid of those ads. I can give the mic to Danielle if you like.
Hey, however you want to do it.
Absolutely. All right, with that being said, and when it's all depending on her grandson, who was apparently the boss of the whole situation.
We got to ask the question now first, Gina.
She said, oh, I'm sorry, you weren't in the epiphany chat when she said she didn't have a piece about the seasons. But I will ask her, do you ever feel that way, as though the seasons affect your pen?
Absolutely. I'm always going to do my regular style, my normal style, but the seasons, yes, they definitely affect my pen because I want to write about what I see currently, how it makes me feel. And, you know, with seasons changing, your emotions can change right along with it. So, yeah, I absolutely believe that, yes, it affects my pen.
Have you ever penned a piece reflective of the time of year that it was?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah, I got quite a few of those, but they're in my archive, in my books. I don't even have them stored in my devices anywhere. I got kind of lazy because I got comfortable with just pulling out my tablet and just starting to type on there. So the majority of my pieces are in my notebook, which I scattered about.
You still doing paper, Danielle?
Absolutely. But guess what? If everything decides to shut down in this world, you can't shut down what's written down already.
Oh, man, you're making me feel bad to the mug. Now I better get on my printer and start printing mine out, then, because I sure ain't about to write all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm glad you put that in my head, don't you?
You know, things can go left real, real quick. In an instant, honey.
We've been seeing things going left really quick. I mean, every day. Yeah. I mean, it's getting to the point now if it don't go left, won't even notice that day.
Yeah, you're kind of right. I have to agree with you on that. Because I lose track sometimes. If something a little off the wall doesn't take place to grab my attention.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, Danielle, we're going to go ahead and get to this poem of yours, and we're going to chop it up with you a little bit after that. Everybody who's in queue, if you want to go ahead and do a poem, raise your hand by pressing 1. Also, 615, you'll be next. With that being said, Danielle, La Pearl, La Negra, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, this is untitled. I've always been a shaman of energy healing. I'm an amalgamation of stardust and the essentials in life. I was broken to see peace emerge. And although war still rages inside of me, I have no shame. I kiss my heartbreaks away every day and wrap what's left of me in my blessings. I have no understanding of why some hurt is tattooed on the chambers of my existence. I carry love's burden. And it's called unconditionally giving. Because I know of no other way. But I thirst for it.
So no matter how far I ran, I could always hear my soul calling out for me to come back home. So the day I realized how someone treats you is more important than how much you like them. So if you throw that one out there, I ain't getting it. Excuse me, y'all. So it wasn't them. I was hurting the beautiful soul that I am. But I'm not a hypocrite. So I stand in front of the mirror completely naked and unafraid to face the truth. I claimed ownership of my past and made peace with it. When my soul bears its scars to you, understand that it's just evidence of a powerful testimony from an experience through a chapter in my life. And I promise, if I open my world of love to you, you'll never feel any residue of what I've been through. You'll just reap the beautiful benefits of an amazing end result. And if you forfeit your spot in my life for something different, you later come to realize ain't treating you like you, ain't treating you like I do, well then, that's your loss. You can bet your life I ain't, you can bet your life it ain't out of spite that I ain't coming for you. You good? Because I don't take. I absolutely attract. Don't get it twisted. I wish you nothing but the best always. Because when you're trying to heal, holding grudges do you no good. They just get in your way. But please, by all means, stay over there where shit is spread around. I'm still watering my lawn. And they probably went over your head when you went over the fence. And that's it. All right, y'all, I tried.
Hey, Danielle, that was a Herculean task. You know what? I would really like to torture you with this piece and have you do it again. And that was served for commentary. I'm thinking you can dial this piece in through that, and I think that right there will go ahead and your grandbaby will start listening to you, but I want you to go ahead and fully dedicate yourself to this as though you were in this four-minute period of time. You deserve these 4 minutes right here. I'm not going to let you be done like that. You are a great poet. You are a great host. We're going to give you all due honor and respect tonight. Fully pour yourself into this, and the child will hear it. You have my word on that.
I can't. I got to put my phone down. I got to change his pamper, and I got to give him some more Tylenol. I can't dedicate no more time to y'all. I'm sorry.
No problem. Oh. I appreciate it. I just tried to do you a solid. If you didn't have the time, that's what it is. I enjoyed this piece. That's the reason why I want to hear it again. Because there were certain
Thank
places
you.
Where I heard you get into the pocket, and I heard the baby listening to you. As you were in the pocket. Yeah.
No, he was growing so mad because I wouldn't go get it for him. That's what that was. He wanted me to put everything down. Yeah.
He's going to be a flying man.
I was wondering, Danielle, if he put you like into the waiting area and you took care of everything you needed to do for your little one and got him settled, would you be able to come back and do that so we can hear it and give it justice?
Oh, absolutely.
I think we should do that.
Let's get him settled down.
Because I understand it's hard to stay on track when you have a little one that's demanding your attention.
Absolutely. And he only does it because I'm paying attention to something else.
Of course, as babies do. And maybe once he's dry and settled down and you're giving him a little love and you can come back and alert us and let us know when you're ready.
Absolutely. I will do that.
All right.
You're pretty good at that, Mama Donna. Hey, Danielle, we appreciate you.
Yeah,
much
I am.
Love. Oh, one thing.
I am.
I
don't bully people.
Oh, get out of here. You just talk crazy to me all the time, don't you? Danielle. What do you have going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Well, me and my diva went on a short hiatus, trying to come up with something a little fresh and new for you guys. And we're going to see Wednesday night on
We don't even have a title for the show yet, but we will be talking about how people work with the different attitudes and energies that people bring to them.
Oh, wow. I'm ready already. Already.
Okay. That's what's up.
Well, if they know Jared, they'll figure it out. Patience is the main one.
Patience is the key.
Absolutely.
Hey, Danya, we appreciate you carving this time out for us. It meant the world. You know, it's the value of the time, and then that time right there that you did with your grandchild there, so valuable. We appreciate that very much.
I appreciate y'all, sir. Thank you. And I'll be there. Yeah,
all right, sis. Be waiting on that piece.
All right. One love, one mic.
Take care. All right. We got Gina. You still with us?
Yes. I had to change locations due to the Ninja Blender making my mom's smoothie, which unfortunately is going to have to be her dinner tonight. But you know what? Some nutrients are better than none.
Call her.
Yes, Jess J. Gina Storm.
Oh, my goodness.
Mama Donna. C-34.
Good evening.
Stereo. Good evening.
Big dog.
Hey, Dad.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine. I'm just wondering with Danielle's grandchild, I wanted to know if he was going to creep into the auditorium, come on stage, snatch the mic from Dennis Edwards from The Temptations. That's what I wanted to know.
They ain't come here to see you, Danielle. They came to see me.
Yeah, you get it.
Oh,
how are all of you doing?
We're doing pretty good, man. We've been every weekend, man. We have a full roster of poetry, and when we do the show, we have like a double dose on Saturday, man. So
yeah.
The poetry's been good. I see you've been keeping the poets lit over there on your end over there, man.
Well, thank you, and I really want to get on your show, but you know things start happening. Just keep inviting me. Sooner or later, I'll.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? That's real right there, too, man, because that's how my life is on a lot of things that I want to do, but I really don't have time to go ahead and do those things.
Yeah, it's always something.
The 25-hour day will go ahead and settle all that, bro.
Because
then
we'll
be probably going to cram it in with something no good.
Yeah. That's true. It's true. So, I heard you got a question.
And I'm going to ask you, Dexter. Yes, I would like to ask this. Is your pen affected by the seasons of the year?
That's a very good question. I never even thought of it. I'm just picking up a pen, whether it's a black pen, blue pen, a purple pen. I don't know. It's just words come out. That's all I know.
Understood. And it's funny that you should say that's not something I've ever thought about because you're always thinking of something.
Yeah, I think of these things. You know that.
Absolutely.
But if you were to think about it, Dexter, are there times
yes.
that you write more than others?
I write in the morning because that's the main time I get a chance to do that. But I'm going to be able to write more often since my lady, my better half, will be retiring pretty soon. So I think I'll be writing a little bit more. And it depends on the topic. It depends on the situation. I'm kind of like the caramel version of Seinfeld. I write shows about nothing. then it comes out to be something.
Right. Man. So you, how many pieces do you write a week then, bro?
Pieces? Oh, like I said, I don't
on
count.
Average.
On average, man, I want to say a whole bunch. I want to say about, it depends on the prompts. I'm going to say about a good 12 at least.
Wow, that's prolific, man.
Yeah.
That is
wherever
prolific.
Whatever prompt I see, or any situation, like I'm at the supermarket about to go in. So if I see some kind of situation, I'm going to write about it. I might write about this Jeep that's passing by that's looking in my car like she's Karen or something like that. Oh, wait a minute. I already wrote that. Never mind.
Bro, what do you have for us today, man?
I was digging through, and you were talking about you're going to need a printer. I'm going to need a printer myself, even though I do write with pen and paper.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a printer will help me. Oh, yeah, birthday September 26th. So if y'all want to send me something, send me a donation or what, you know, anyway.
All right.
I ain't going to be TD Jakes on this mug.
Plug. Let's get this GoFundMe started for the young C-Dub, y'all. Hey, believe me, it's going to end up being better for the poetry community. This money would not be going to waste. We do not endorse what I just said. The Epiphany Radio Station does not endorse what I just said. Let's go. Let's start right there.
All right. So this piece I have here is called Gold Digger.
With that being said, sir, the mic is yours.
Thank
we got you.
You. All right. I met this female named Elizabeth in San Francisco during a business trip. She was 49 years old, hailing from Montana. She was drinking a cup of Joe, and she started talking to me over soup and sandwiches. I learned she had a master's degree in business management. I asked, "Where's her man?" She said, "With Pamela, her best friend back in Canada." I said, "Damn, scandalous." But she sued him for the damages. I asked, "How long she's in town for?" She said, "She's catching a plane to Los Angeles." Too bad, my loss. But she said, "Wait a minute, the night is young." As she ordered some fried rice and egg foo young, I see it in her eyes. She thinks I'm a foolish man. While she's wanting the relationship, I'm owing so much on the bill, and then she plants on me a kiss. I'm already knowing what this is. This girl's after my funky dividends. The way she acts like a bank, she's showing so much interest in attempts to buy her some Gucci. She's chatting long, acting like a hoochie, with plans to give me the coochie like she's Charo in 1975. Shaka, being every woman, multiple personalities, casting a spell, making special brews for me, dressing transparent like Sierra, knowing I'll be looking at her goodies. She wants to give me a Woody to infinity and beyond, but doesn't realize I understood her. She's a gold digger, and that woman ain't no good for me. See, this type of stuff happens every day. So take my advice and stay the hell away.
All right, this happened this week or last week?
Long time ago.
All right. I had to make sure, man, before I started talking about this hip hop. And can you talk about this poem, sir?
Yes, I can.
Man, all right. Now, this seemed like a woman that was scorned. she had her man, and her man was out there playing the field and this, that, and the other. Sounded like she had might have had a little bit of money, too. The woman started talking to you over soup and sandwiches. Y'all getting down. She sounded like that she was in the mood for payback also. A little retribution for all the stuff that she's been taking for her man. And it seemed like that you were lined up to be the golden guy. The golden guy. I just thought of that.
Thank you for being a friend. I get it. Yeah.
But she had seen through her little charade. She was actually a gold digger.
Yep.
But did that start at the over the soup and sandwiches, or was this on the next date? What was going on? What was the telltales on her being a gold digger?
This was, even though it was imaginary, it started over soup and sandwiches after we had this conversation. Like I said, a Seinfeld moment. And then all of a sudden, she wants to get busy with me. But then I'm seeing, okay, wait a minute, you just got money from this dude. Now you're trying to get money from me.
Dina, feedback.
I'm be trying to touch these pieces that because sometimes I'm not sure if it was hypothetical or actual. it's a brother sister thing for me, but because I be feeling some type of way. But I also have to say this: I agree with you, Jerry, because my first thought was, like you said, had a little bit of money. You know, the people will act a fool because there's a price point involved, and then things go sideways. So the fact that you know how to bring light to a bad situation, make it both humorous, necessary, and poetic. Come on, man. Your gifts have gifts. So all I can say is this to me is it's in the mid-range. It's not at the highest, nor is it on the bottom rung of what you can do with your poetry and your pen, but it definitely gives the listeners and readers an insight into, like you said, I think about these things, the things that go on in the mind of C-34 Music. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You have to pay for your own therapy. But, yeah, I enjoyed it, honestly. I mean, you make me proud. So all I can say is good job.
Thank you, Dee Dee. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Have fun with this.
Absolutely, I can tell because there was almost laughter. There was almost laughter in your delivery.
I just had to know if it was in the Technicolor era or if it was like in the future or if it was right now.
Let's talk late 80s.
You know what? It sounded like one of those Rogers, 80s stories. It sounded like one of those 80s stories, you know. Yeah, I met a chick on a plane. Things could have happened. But she was a gold digger. And, you know, now I'm listening, and it feels like it's a movie plot. You know, and you're going through it, and you're trying to see how is it going to end. And that's what I liked about your piece. There seems like there's a story being told, and you get wrapped up into the story, you want to know, and it seems like it's got little dips and curves and turns, and then you get to the root of the issue. She's looking for some money from you. So I'm liking that because I was feeling like I was looking at one of them black exploitation movies. You remember those back in the day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yes, I was looking for the bell-bottom pants and the high-heel platform shoes and, you know, the afro with the cams, sit to the side. Because the way the voice was sounding, that's how it sounded to me. It looked like one of those movie scenes.
I should have went that way, but I went high top fade, girls in the world ain't nothing but trouble, without saying girls are nothing but trouble.
Are you sure you didn't say that? Because I heard that loud and clear.
That last line.
Yeah. So I don't know how you feel. You were going to that. You didn't, sir.
I'm co-signing, Mama.
Keep pulling it back. Keep pulling it back.
You didn't go that, sir. You threw it all at us.
Oh, did I leak you? I said, come on, baby.
My money.
Go on, look at home.
Okay.
Don't kill me.
Yeah, just throw me out the mansion off the steps. That's how you do.
I heard that, bro. Oh, man. Man, we appreciate you for coming through here, man. As always, dope catching up with you. What do you do over there at that magnificent page of yours, sir?
I make beats. I do poetry. And I come with some random thoughts because, of course, I think of these things. That's what I do.
Sweet,
and it's called
sweet.
The Remix, hosted by
C-Double. How can somebody get down with the Remix? How can somebody qualify for the Remix?
Just hit me up. Hit me up, and I'll see if I can put you in.
Ladies and gentlemen, can you give me your information so they have it straight from you, brother?
Just inbox me. Inbox me at Clarence Ferguson Jr. That's all you got to do. Inbox me. Let me know you want to be a part of it. I'll invite you and put you in. Don't worry.
Brother, we appreciate you for coming in here tonight.
Yep, I tried to get some stories from Kroger and come up with.
Stories from Kroger. You guys, all right, we'll talk about that next time you come in here, bro.
Yep. One love, one mic to all of you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. Gina, let's go ahead and get some of these promotions out here, and then we're going to bring in the next caller, which will be 904.
All right. This is the For Real Network, the For Real Entertainment Network, and we are at the Epiphany Universe here. This is our every other Saturday night show. Just Jay and Gina, and we have the lovely Mama Donna with us as well, holding us down, and we appreciate her as well, all the poets that have come through. And it's sponsored by Raw Links. Why be ordinary when you can be raw?
Standing, outstanding. Appreciate you. 904, how you doing? Who do we have here?
Mr. VIP. This is Mrs. VIP. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing pretty good. VIP, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It is an honor to have you here. Let me go ahead and start right there. If I don't start nowhere else,
well,
let me start
you.
Right there. It's an honor to have you here.
Oh, well, I appreciate
yes, ma'am.
It.
We've been asking
so
people about
the...
this whole... Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to remark how I saw how Gina put the topic on and it to me to write a little something. And I was like, wow, I don't normally just write on the quick like that. But that's tonight's a special night, huh?
Oh, wow. Hey, we got some fire inspired ink here. Hey, will this be talking about your answer?
Well, I mean, I don't know. She was just like, does your writing change with the seasons? And I found that it pretty much does.
Oh, well, we're about to go ahead and get into it. We're about to settle this debate right now. With that being said, VIP, lady, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is untitled. In the summer, all I want to do is walk on the beach and write how hot it is, how hot I am, and how every day I want to swim, but not to do my hair. It seems all I can do is write, because whatever I need to do must be done before the sun comes up or goes down. In autumn, things change, like the colors of the leaves, how they fall, and I write on things like how much my granddaughters grew over the summer, and how I always love to increase my knowledge about things I never knew. In the winter, I find my pen bleeds the most. Where I am is no longer snow or sleet. There is still the sun and heat. I write mostly of holidays, the love that exists in our family chain, seeing the joy in the grandchildren's faces, how I miss the missing links that left pangs in my heart. But knowing they're in a better place kind of fills the void and the empty spaces. When spring comes, my pen flows with renewal. The frost finally goes. Trees begin to bud. I feel renewed in spirit, so writing comes with ease. Flowers begin to bloom. Away goes the gloom. And the happiness that lay inside has come out to play. Oh, it's still a little cool, but it never lasts. And past is past. And that's that peace.
Ooh-wee. If what you did was not sound, I would frame it and put it on the wall. No, I would turn it into wallpaper. It'd be inspirational wallpaper. That was dope. And you were in the pocket with it immediately. Sometimes it takes me a minute to go ahead and marry up to one of my pieces. I have to do it not
exactly.
Only in private. Yeah, but you were married to this one right away.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, this
what's,
is a good
what's
topic.
What's going on with
I commend.
What allowed you to go ahead and connect with this piece like this? And it seemed like it kind of wrote itself too, as far as the stream was going.
It did. It really did, because that's how I find my life. I do. I write with the seasons, and I really never realized it till now. When Gina brought the topic up, I said, wow, this is so true. And really it is true, because whatever I do down here in Florida, you have to do it before the sun comes up or after it goes down, or you're going to burn. So it kind of just took off from there. And I just appreciated the topic. It was easy. So thank you so much.
That was such a beautiful piece. I'm almost tempted to ask you to do it again.
I was going to ask that, Jared, if you could bring it back in the house, because, you know, I want to be able to catch every part of that, if you don't
mind.
Oh, no, I don't
mind.
You mean,
we won't have any feedback for you after that. We won't have any feedback for you after that, but we will enjoy hearing it the second time.
Okay.
I don't know if he might not have no feedback, but I will. Can you give it to us again, please?
I'll be done.
Sure. My pleasure. In the summer, all I want to do is walk on the beach and write about how hot it is, how hot I am, and how every day I want to swim, but not to do my hair. It seems all I can do is write, because whatever I need to do must be done before the sun comes up or goes down. In autumn, things change. Colors of the leaves, how they fall, and I write on things like how much my granddaughters grew over the summer and how I always love to increase my knowledge on things I never knew. In the winter, I find my pen bleeds the most. Where I am is no longer snow or sleet. There is still the sun and heat. I write mostly of holidays, the love that exists in our family chain, seeing the joy in the grandchildren's faces, how I miss the missing links that left pangs in my heart. Knowing they're in a better place kind of fills the void in the empty spaces. When spring comes, my pen flows with renewal. The frost finally goes. The trees begin to bud, and I feel renewed in spirit, so writing comes with ease. Flowers begin to bloom. Away goes the gloom. And happiness that lay inside has come out to play. Oh, it's a little cool. But it never lasts. Spring has sprung, and past is past. And that's that piece.
Thank you for reading it again. I loved it. I just wanted to hear it again. I was being purely selfish, you know, because I thought it was such a beautiful piece. It resonated with me, you know, all the different scenes, because they asked me that question. I haven't been writing that long, and I don't think I've wrote in seasons. But I know there's period of times that it's ebbed and flowed. I don't know if that's seasonal. I just know that it's times that
absolutely.
It's ebbed and flowed.
Mm-hmm.
And your piece felt like it ebbs and flows. And it ebbs and flows with in conjunction with your beautifully.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for writing to the topic on the fly, because nothing's better than fresh ink.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was easy. It just resonated with me because you're quick on the fly too. So and you're freestyle, but I want to be quick on the fly with my writing. But it worked tonight. So again, thank you for the topic. Wonderful.
Thank
you.
World
and
peace.
La Perla Negra already mentioned that you two have a new show in the works. So we're looking forward to that.
Oh, yes. Yes. Wait, so am I. Because
no, that's right.
The Divas have been on hiatus for a minute, and it was most definitely needed. So we're going to see what comes, and hopefully all will be well. So thanks again, people. One love, one mic.
Hey, much love to you, Port.
One love, one mic.
All right. Ooh, these mics are on fire. Triple One, I'm about to go ahead and bring you in. I think we have a good idea who this is, don't we, Gina? All Ones?
I think so, yes. Let's see.
Let's go ahead and see. Carlos?
Who do we have on the mic? Are you speaking on mute?
He might be on mute.
And if you're just listening, that's fine too.
His hand is up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and let him hang around for a couple of minutes because he may come through. He might be breaking his neck to go ahead and get to us now. Also, if you are in queue, if you wish to go ahead and do a poem, press 1. If you just want to come in and chop up with us about this topic of your pen and seasons, press 1. You don't even have to do a poem. Just come in and give us your philosophy. How you holding up tonight, Gina?
Very well, actually. I don't know if you can hear the crickets, and I can see a couple of lightning bugs. I thought that they were in extinction, but I saw two tonight, so I know if those two exist and, you know, they're opposite sex, I don't know how it works with the mating habits of lightning bugs. That's more your forte than mine.
Yeah.
But
I didn't know I had a forte.
You know all things weird. And so if anybody's going to know whether or not lightning bugs are girls or boys, it'd be you.
Yeah. I think the ones that have to pay for everything are the men.
Understood.
At least that's the way it used to be before dating got weird.
I love it here. Oh, this is excellent.
Right.
Absolutely.
Hey, Skype caller. Skype caller. Sir, you're on Skype. I'm going to take him off. I'm going to put him back on. Hopefully he can go ahead and hear the blog talk, lady, speak to him, and then he knows the gospel truth, Gina. Mama Donna, you still hanging in here with us? Mama Donna? Oh.
Nope, y'all can't hear me.
Yes, we can. We can now.
Can you hear me now? All right.
Yeah.
See, this phone
what
is
you
doing
hang
this,
up for?
No, it's doing it. Yeah, I done hung up 3 times. It's just doing its own thing, okay?
All right.
I'm trying to hang in there. If it hangs up again, you might have lost me, okay? I'm just letting y'all know.
Next time,
don't get frustrated.
I feel you on that. I feel you on that for real. We were trying to wait on this caller to come in. We'll go ahead and check back with him. Currently, nobody else has their hand up. And this seems like no better time than ever to go ahead and give a shout-out to Epiphany. And then we go to a whole speed round.
Danielle, clearly have to be, give her peace again.
Gina, are you watching for that? For when Danielle is ready? La Perla Negra? Is ready?
Yeah,
Gina.
I'm checking in the chat, and she isn't back yet. Edwina says she just got home, so she may be in queue soon.
But if you'd like to go into the whole speed realm, let's do it. Edwina said she'll be ready as soon as she gets situated, cause she just walked in the house.
Edwina, like, famous people now, man. I can go ahead and say, like, I know her now. She's like somebody to be knowing, like that. She done moved into superstar status. Glad to hear it for you, Edwina. You've been putting down the work for it.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely wanting in, and La Perla Negra is ready, so we can go back to Danielle.
Let's go ahead and see how sister La Perla Negra are doing. How you doing there, Danielle?
I'm all right. I gave him to his uncle and his daddy for a little while, so I'm going to get this out the way.
Sweet. We just want you to relax, and we don't want you to control the words. We want the words to just flow out you. But that being said, La Perla Negra, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I've always been a shaman of energy healing. I'm an amalgamation of stardust and the essentials in life. I was broken to see peace emerge, and although war still rages inside of me, I have no shame. I kiss my heartbreaks away every day, and I wrap what's left of me in my blessings. Yet I have no understanding of why some hurt is tattooed on the chambers of my existence. I carry love's burden, and it's called unconditionally given, because I know of no other way, but I thirst for it. So no matter how far I ran, I could always hear my soul calling out for me to just come back home, until the day I realized how someone treats you is more important than how much you like them. So it wasn't them. I was hurting the beautiful soul that I am. But I'm not a hypocrite. So I stand in front of the mirror, completely naked and unafraid to face the truth. I claimed ownership of my past and made peace with it. So when my soul bears its scars to you, understand that it's just evidence of a powerful testimony from an experience through a chapter in my life. And I promise, if I open my world of love to you, you'll never feel any residue of what I've been through. You'll just reap the benefits of an amazing end result. But if you forfeit your spot in my life for something different you later come to realize ain't treating you like I do, well, then that's your loss. And you can bet your life it ain't out of spite that I ain't coming for you if you do. Because I don't chase. I absolutely attract. And don't get it twisted. I wish you nothing but the best, always. Because when you're trying to heal, holding grudges do you no good. They're just getting your way. So please, by all means, stay over there where shit is squared around. I'm still watering my lawn. But that probably went over your head when you went over that fence. And I said peace.
And that's what we wanted right
See,
there.
See, that was worth the wait. That was worth the wait.
Thank you.
That was worth the wait.
Appreciate
you
that,
know, as a woman, that resonated with me so strongly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to put away all the hurts and pains and things and dings and dangs that you've gotten in past relationships, open yourself up to somebody new and letting them know up front, if you mess it up, I ain't coming back. I ain't looking for you. That's a done thing.
That's
you don't
right.
get too many chances at the well. You don't get too many chances at the well after everything I've been through. I'm not bringing my luggage with me, but you know what? I had no problem finding it and unpacking it on your ass, okay? So don't get in that.
That's right. That is right. Yeah. Thank you for that. We as women go in bits and pieces much. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was getting bits and pieces that before with your grandchild who's trying to be an accompaniment to you. But we needed that clear. We needed that clear. That's resounding. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, we as women go through so much in life, and each and every one of us are different. So we have different experiences, but it's still the same bullshit. And you get lost because you find yourself not having an identity anymore because you give so much to trying to be perfect and live up to what they want you to be that you totally neglect yourself. You forget about it. Your soul is crying out. Come on back home, baby, you know? And when you finally fix all of that shit and get rid of it, there are standards that must be set, and you do set them. And to some people, it may be set too high. It may seem that way, but it's not. Because if they walked in your shoes, which they can't fit in, then they would completely understand why you are the way you are today. Healing is hard. When a lot of damage has been done to you, whether it's physically, mentally, spiritually, it's hard. But when you finally do heal, we don't go back and pick at them scars and irritate and let the past keep seeping through. It's a done deal. It's over, and I'm not going back there. But that doesn't mean that I'm not open to love and I don't have a lot of love to give still. Just don't fuck it up. You have been.
You gotta have those boundaries in place. I mean, we're dealing with people that's been probably running game with everybody they done ran into, and when they come across you, they say they're looking for somebody that's real. But since they've been playing game with all these other people, when they come across you, they're gonna do the same thing. They don't want nobody that's gonna be in that same place, that same headspace. It's all about what can I get right now. If you let that person linger in that spot and continue to waste your time like that, when somebody good come along, you will not be available. You're going to be with this knucklehead.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. That's why
and
I say I don't
truth.
Pick up my scar.
And that's a good way to look at it, you know, because lately I've been hearing guys say, I want to come home and I want to have peace while you tearing me to pieces. You want your peace. What's the difference? I don't understand. Why can't I deserve peace too?
Okay. Right.
I'm not here to make sure that you're comfortable. How come you're not there to make sure I'm comfortable?
And I tell people, I am a safe space, but you have to make sure that you don't disrupt it. You got to bring peace as well. Don't come to me if you ain't healed, because I can't repair you. Okay? This is nothing to me.
And don't have that kind of time. Not at my age. I don't have that time to try to repair you. I'm having a difficult enough time to repair myself. I can't work on you. You have to do that. And unfortunately, sometimes people go into relationships expecting others to heal them when they don't want to do the work. They want somebody else to put a salve on their emotions that you cannot put on their emotions because they got to do it for themselves. So, you know,
they are
their
handicap.
Correctors don't come at all.
I said they out there handicapped, and they see you right there, and they say, like, you know, if you get right here, and if you lean right there, you could torch yourself this way. But see, I'm walking like normal. Look at me. I'm walking just good.
Okay.
Right. You know, and the thing is here, you know, they see you're standing upright, you're prop, you got your crap together. You understand what I'm saying? Then they walk in with their unhealed selves, and they want to tear away at your stance. They want to make you weaker. But then as soon as you get weak and feel weaker and you want to depend on them and you want to lean on them, all they do is prop you back up.
Mm-hmm.
Leave you standing on your own while they
will be mad that you broke.
And be mad that you're broke. Oh, no, my favorite one. You're too masculine. You don't need me. What the hell does that mean? I don't understand that saying. But guess what?
I don't understand that.
Right. I'm masculine because I took care of myself and I didn't depend on a man. All right. Does that make you feminine because you're dependent on a woman now to take care of everything for you, take care of your emotional needs? Does that make you feminine?
if you really want to think about it that way.
No, they just can't understand why you are not so eager to soften to them. And we as women, we do soften back up. We bring that feminine aspect, but you have to prove that you are worthy of it. There's no just giving it away anymore, just like that.
But see, that's the problem. They don't want to work. They don't want to work for the femininity. They think because they walk in the door, you're instantly supposed to give it to them. The femininity, the submission, the everything. But all that comes with trust. All that comes with leadership. I don't need somebody that's going to lead me into hell because I can get there all by myself.
There you go.
It used to be a well-known fact that you had to work hard for a woman. It wasn't just a gimme. Just to get to the point of being close enough to call her or something like that, it was a ritual. It was a process. Now you can go ahead and two people will get together and have sex. They won't even know who their real name is. What's her name? Pookie?
Pookie.
Oh, what the hell? Mm-hmm. Mama didn't name it no damn Pookie. You don't know that girl.
Yeah.
Well, my can of Lucite spray paint. Yes. You are absolutely right. And it's crazy. Yeah. Like I said, we as women, we naturally soften because that's the way we were designed. But being taken advantage of. Yeah, but see, they didn't really have to work too hard for it. We would naturally allow you to approach our softness. But when you have been used and taken advantage of for so many times by several different ones, now it's time for us to set boundaries. It's not that we are masculine in our masculine energy. We just set boundaries, and now you got to learn how to get across them boundaries in a safe way and show us that we can find a safe space with you. Because my softness is my security. It is my comfort zone. But I can't let you in if you ain't going to act right. If you get some act right up in you, then you can reap all the benefits of this empire. But until then, go on, get rough. Dante, I ain't got time for that shit. I got less time ahead of me than I do behind me.
Okay, scoot along.
We just
if
had
coming
a 13th.
Don't come at all.
I know. We just had a 13th wedding anniversary, and I've been with my wife about 12 years before that. I got like 25 years in with this woman, 24, 25. And sometimes things will change. And when they change, you know, sometimes you be in the beginning when you're young and you're naive and you don't know anything, you want to throw the whole doggone baby out with the bathwater. But as you get older, it's like, all right, something has changed. What do I need to do to get around this obstacle of what has changed? When a man has too many options, he doesn't think that way. He's like, well, I'm going to go over here and be with her because she ain't going to give me all this crap that this one right here is giving me. And a man never learns that way.
But it's called adapting to the change. You have to adapt to change, you know, because it's going to happen anyway. Change is inevitable. But if you're willing to continue to work at it, you adapt. And that's the only way that you're going to get through it. You can't stay stuck in the same place. You become complacent and smug and think everything is just going to keep going to revolve around you. No, it's not. No. You either adapt or you get left behind, you know. So,
it's work to be done on both sides as far as that goes, but people are not trying to do the work anymore. Yeah. They're trying to say, like, if it's not instant, if it's not microwave.
You know why that is?
It's
the both-sidism.
It's called keeping it easy.
You know what it is? No, what it is, people don't see the relationship as a collaboration. They see it as a competition, and that's the problem right there. Everybody trying to, I want to win.
That's a major problem.
It's not about you winning or her winning. It's about y'all coming together, okay, and working for the betterment of the relationship, period. You're not in competition with one another. You're not supposed to fight against each other. You're supposed to fight together and work through it. But, you know, people don't get that. I was married for 23 years, so I know what I'm talking about. Trust me.
Yeah.
I learned a lot, okay? I'm not
Is VIP still in here? Because I want to pull her in here if she's still in here. But, you know, I got one more caller. Danielle, do you mind staying on with us?
Sure.
All right. I got another caller.
I'd like to add something. Before we bring the next caller on, I got to add something because there was something, a line in that piece
that spoke to me and Edwina deeply, and it was simply this. You want peace while you're tearing me to pieces. Edwina said that those were bars, and I said that in and of itself is a poetry prompt. So as far
yes,
as I'm concerned, if we don't have a topic in 2 weeks, don't be mad when you see that that's the topic.
that was golden
right there. That was everything that in a line encapsulated how I felt in every of my past relationships, including both of my previous marriages.
We're going to do a relationship show in here pretty soon. I think
next week we need
to do a relationship show. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I like those. Because that was everything. And that gave me life. Like, I felt like, man, I wish we had time. I could, you know, bang another piece out. But I'm going to stick with the topic, and I'm going to read my piece about the seasons in the whole speed round. But please know, you have given us a jewel. That was a gem.
That was Mama Donna. That wasn't from me. She gleaned that from your piece.
You want peace while you're tearing me to pieces with what she got. But that was her takeaway. That in and of itself was everything.
Okay. I'll take that. Thank you.
Indeed. So you were an inspiration. Mama Donna was the author. We were, as the listeners, have been blessed. Just know it.
All right. I got to rescue him from his uncle. He only got so much tolerance away from my uncle.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
I'm still here, though. I'm still here.
All right. Do you want us to put you into the in the whole position?
You can leave my mic open because if I can fit something in, I'll unmute myself and I'll say something. But if not, I'm still listening. I'm enjoying the show.
That works.
Let me go rescue my little spider monkey.
Be easy now. Now, we're going to have to go ahead and do a love show because I try not to do too many of them, but we're going to go ahead and do a good old-fashioned 973. What'd it be?
Hey, it's me. It's Edwina.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, I
did it tonight. Let me go get my autograph book. I'm on my way. Please sign it for me.
How's everybody
it's
doing?
My
I'm Mother Donna. We're doing good morning, good evening. Lord, my God, Jerry got me going crazy. I don't know what I'm talking about now.
What you? No, that
Jerry
is not
has
on
a,
me.
No, when I get tumbled, when I get jumbled up, it's all Jerry's fault. When I'm talking loose, it's all me. Okay, I'm just giving y'all some clarity on that.
Too much clarity.
I get the feeling he has that effect on people. It drives them crazy. You're not going to get me tonight. Not
yes,
tonight, Jay.
Now, see, people walk in here crazy, and then they blame it on me. So, you know, whatever it takes y'all to get through today.
See, that point I'm going to make right now, I want you to understand it. He said you walked in on a phone. You walked in on a radio show on a phone. All right.
This is not virtual for me. This is for real. I will admit I am crazy. Thank you.
Okay. But we're the crazy ones. All right.
Oh, I think Edwina came in and started trouble with us. Is this what she's going around? Is she trolling us? Is she trolling us for real?
Jay,
yes.
Let's have a sit down real quick, Jay. Do you ever realize how much you start trouble and then wonder why everything's on? Starting to fire and wonder why.
Oh, my goodness. You've been hanging out with a bad crowd. I see that already. You've been hanging out with a real bad crowd. And Weena, you've been hanging out with a real bad crowd.
Wait a minute. Are you saying I'm influencing her thought process about you, Jared?
Oh, yeah. She's been hanging out with you for about 2.2 seconds. You've already corrupted her down to the core. throw the whole apple away.
I see how you opened in your mouth at a certain foot, but it has all to be my Madonna style. Okay, I see how this working out.
No, no, hold on.
All right,
I
like
will do that, but that doesn't always happen.
No, that's all right. Don't take it back. My feelings are not hurt because you want to blame me for your fallacy, so that's okay. I'm okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Now we do a fallacy?
I'm all right. Life will go on without this. It's all right. It's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we call this portion of the show the battle of the feminine energy versus the masculine. Since he's outnumbered, he's feeling picked upon, but we know the truth.
Oh, I didn't
even
know
the commentator is biased.
I'm sorry, Jay.
What
I'm
am
sorry.
I supposed to do?
I didn't mean to do that.
Who said
not
that?
Going double
who's
tape
you?
I'm not,
who is
I'm
this?
Not going to double tape you. I'm sorry about that.
I don't trust you now. No. No.
Like a typical male, when you give out an apology, he rejects it. All right, now we know.
Yeah, you
don't do that again.
Right. Every time, every rip.
Oh my God, you're so funny. Oh man. Oh, okay. So we gonna let you live, Jay. We're not gonna message you anymore.
Oh, it's an option.
I think you guys should be
here. I ain't dealing with options.
Hot
I thought it was a gimme when I went ahead and opened up the room. I mean, when I opened up the radio station. I ain't know, like, this might be my last time doing this. You know what? I don't know if all this works.
Just go walk off. Just
walk
off
away.
Come back next Saturday like
wow.
Everybody. You'll get fired for Friday and be back on Saturday like everybody.
Hey, I've done that before by accident.
He might
like,
get
I
fired
even know
on the day
fired.
Off.
But you got your job back.
I don't
understand. I'm like, what's
he
y'all fired?
Craig.
Oh, no.
Craig
going to
get fired on his day off.
Oh, oh, killing me out here.
Damn, Craig. How you get fired on your day off?
I know. I feel like I've slowed down. You guys were on your way to a speed round. I was trying to come in about the conversation about how the seasons affect your writing, but so I pulled up a piece.
Oh no! You could talk on that. You were talking about
okay.
That. You didn't see people with their hands up, but your hand was up. So
you could remark on that topic. I was thinking about how like I think it does. I think that's part of our experience as poets is like we write the world as we see it. So to say that you encapsulate different things and different emotions and colors and everything in the different seasons, I think it, you know, it goes along with it. I definitely feel like that happens. Your writing changes according to the mood of the season. Because I feel like it's not a big part of what we do. You, like, take a screenshot and make it as vivid and emotional as you can of a day and the life of an experience that touched you. You know what I mean? I feel like it's a lot of what poetry is, isn't it? But
are you asking us how you
so
tell
us? So different seasons. Yeah. Huh? I'm asking.
Are you asking us or are you telling us?
I am asking, Jay. Don't you feel like that?
I
like sometimes the thing that you're capturing something.
She is asking. So what is your answer since you asked her?
Oh,
asking.
See, there you go with that again, Mama Donna. She don't need no help. See, she got this. She famous now. She got
it. Why do you keep saying, I don't know, where you getting this information, but thank you anyway. But,
I don't know
if
you've done a math on this, Edwina, but if you've been featured by Mike Gwynn and he invites you to Houston, that's the ultimate come up.
I'm feeling it. I'm not going to let it go to my head. I'm enjoying the,
I'm not saying let it go to your head. I'm just saying understand.
She's
going to
break out and she's going to be like Diana Ross. She's going to go straight diva on him. She'll be walking right past him.
We are not going to do that, but you should accept that for a fact.
She might
have
do
arrived.
It. You never can tell. This might be her villain origin story.
Oh, man. No, I don't think I have a villain story. But I really, really, really enjoyed doing that featuring. I did get a lot of good feedback, and you know the way you have it set up to give us a couple of coins, that's helpful too.
Ain't it crazy how you can get money for doing it?
Yeah, that is. And the fact that he does so much to try to, like, give us the opportunity to find other ways to make money in this genre, and I think that's so awesome, you know? So,
that's
yeah.
Mr. Mike Gwynn right there.
That is, yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right, we yeah. stopped you the first time to go ahead and fuss at you, but we're going to go ahead and let you get to this poem now. You know, I was on your side, but apparently that's not enough. So I just had to go ahead and make sure you was good before I let you go ahead and go again.
Oh, my
Mama
God.
Mama
Donna
can be kind of heavy-handed.
Why do you sound like you're walking off kicking rocks? I'm sorry, Jay. Come here. Come here. Come here. Give me a hug. Come here. Do you got to give a hug?
Right.
Church
oh
hug family
yeah.
where you got to rock
oh, here
side
we
to side.
Go.
And
oh, my goodness. I hate those church hugs because it feel like they releasing the meanness out of me. Ah, let me go. I need to keep it.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, well, this particular piece is something I was just looking in my archives, and I wish I was as diligent as Danielle says she is with writing on paper, but, yeah, it is a lot of stuff just in my phone, which is easy because then you can just pull up keywords or whatever. But this is something I wrote a while back, and it was just about, you know, like my childhood. Summers, it's called We Summer in the Ghetto.
I think a woman should give you the microphone. I'm going to step out the way.
Mama Donna, would you like to?
Yes. Miss Edwina, it is my pleasure. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Okay. Let's go back to the summer of 92 when we reminisce with Pete Rock and CL Smooth, and any day we made it was a good day, just like Ice Cube say when Project Play turned into Melee. Little mamas with too many kids, the streets called her Bebe, and the hot girls at the block mixed brand names with Old Navy. Bamboo earrings, at least two pair, like Cool J say. The colors of the ghetto, a field of concrete daisies. If you look too close, it'll drive you crazy, but we summer in the ghetto like the vineyard could never. Here's to open fire hydrants and rebellion, to firemen and weather, to those summer road rashes that made you better, to those cold case scenes that made us all a little colder, to those moments of silence that made us all a bit sober, the unwritten laws you understand when you're older, the rhymes, the silence, the violence that molded her or folded her. I could spin you a story or two, or what a hot hood summer does to cool black dudes, or what objectification does to a girl's attitude, how statistics proves what always shows, when the temperature goes up, so does the hood's death toll, gated in so close, feels like we're in a fishbowl, but there's vibrant mosaics laced in those summers in the ghetto, heat split concrete where the weeds take root, lookout boys atop the roof, water ices in those little hug juice, penny candy and hula hoops, record games all summer long, radio in the windows as we sing along or grab a girl and dance along, those pissy mattress flipping contests, running to the store for cigarettes, underage pinned with a note to your chest, see the candy lady on the seventh floor. Wait, why them juices burn my throat? When stolen cars doing figure eights meant the playground wasn't safe that day, because soon after that, the chase gave way when Favo had a debt to pay. Here's the free lunches and paper plates. When what was made was what you ate, or as far as Ma was concerned, you could starve and die, and when you went outside, you better stay outside, when miss was a signature of respect given even to elder derelicts. Remember, Ray Ray stole old guest government check. My block so stressed you feel it in your chest. The evolution of chains around our neck. The ghetto gives as much as it gets, so we summer in the ghetto like the vineyard could never. The ghetto is where the rock rose, blossoms, and thrives. It's a celebration just to survive. It's a hustle just to stay alive, but it was paradise in my childish eyes. These forevermores feel like a forever ago, a shadow that stays cast across my window, to the phantom limbs I can't let go, to the moments that I hold tightly like mementos, to those days that paved the way, etching grooves in our faces, the days when the space we made felt weightless, for the pain that made it all worth it, for the children that we birthed, to the earth and moon, to days that felt like impending doom, when all we had to hold on to was you for me and me for you, to the dope 16 you laid down as proof, to the remix and the mixtape too. I watched your phases cyclical and often subdued, to the time I loved you in spite of you, the days when life indicted you, and the days when it delighted you. To summer's past, I won't let go. See, there's something special about summers in the ghetto. And that's that piece.
Something special about the summers in the ghetto. This was nice right here. This was well thought out, too. You had to think about all those little small things. You had took us on a trip to 1992, and you set up a lot of different things in the setting of it, too, you know, with the clothing, the music, the TV, the rhyme, and the violence. The objectifying of women back when it was acceptable for a man to yell out at a woman and he didn't know what he was doing was causing much damage to women, have you? I was a part of that right there, a part of the learning curve that comes along with it, that every woman doesn't want that, even though there may be a few that went ahead and said, hey, this, that, and the other, and welcomed it. Every woman didn't want that. We had to be considerate of the woman who did not. The heat split the concrete. Penny candy and hula hoops, pissing matches, flipping contests. 5-0 had a debt to pay. What is where's that coming from, that 5-0 had a debt to pay?
Because I grew up in, Prince Street Projects in Newark. Very, very, very notoriously rough area. But part of that scene and that experience was that, like, my cousin was, like, him and his friends were, like, they made this show called New Jersey Drive just because of the car thieves in Newark. You know what I mean? It was that bad at that particular point in time, right? So, like, the outside playing then, you know, everything we find, the music is playing, the children are outside all cocoa butter. The next thing you know, there's a stolen car flying through, and then here comes the police flying through. Like, they don't know children are still playing outside. It's like, you know, they had something to prove in chasing those guys the way that they did it, without regard for any of the kids that were going on, you know, anybody's safety for that matter, you know? So
exactly. Even the property, life, and limb.
Yes.
Oh, man. When Miss was an act of respect, the evolution of chains around her neck, it's a hustle to just stay alive. Phantom limbs. What? Give me the breakdown on that verse right there.
Phantom. Where is that verse? So I can go back to it. To the phantom limbs I can't let go. Like those parts of us that, in that experience, kind of get cut away. You know, like losing people, or you know,
right,
people getting kicked.
Those
out,
areas that are gone, but they're not.
Yeah.
And it still hurts. Yeah.
It does. It's like it's still there, but it's not. And, you know, you always remember it as if it is. But
I get that. It's somebody gets their leg amputated.
Yeah.
And they're forever thinking their leg is there. They still feel it. They have the phantom shots of pain.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the leg is no longer there.
It doesn't just hurt. Sometimes it'll itch. But they'll reach the scratch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An area that's lost. Yeah. That's gone.
And I don't know if the experience for me of losing, especially people who are close to me, feels like that. It's like they're like placeholders in your life. So when they're gone, it's like my daughter and my mother is like, have these moments when I'm like, let me call them and ask them, you know, before I catch myself. And it's like it's a part of them that's still here, no matter how much people tell you that they're going, you know. But energy never dies, so they are. But it's phantom limb is the way that I express it here. Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you.
I wanted to add something in regards to summertime in the ghetto. this is a real fact that I shared. It was a memory for me on Facebook, and I love the fact that Facebook keeps tally of your memories, because I shared mm-hmm. this 6 years ago. These were stats.
Mm-hmm.
Killed in Iraq, 2003 to 2011, 4,424 people. Killed in Afghanistan from 2001 till currently, and this was 6 years ago, 2,349. Murdered in Chicago, 2001 to 2015, 7,356. I'm just going to leave it there and let it sink in. There's mm-hmm. nothing like summer in the ghetto.
It really isn't. Because the truth of the matter is, you know, from the outside looking in, most people are like, oh, that's so such a horrible experience. But it's like in the folds of those horrible experiences is our lives, you know.
We
the
still have to live. We still have
yes,
to live.
Yes, and you still have to find a joy and a peace and the vibrance in just being in. I think that's why such those communities, the best artists come out of them, you know, because it's like it's you pull that out of
I
that
agree.
Experience. Yeah.
For you to be who you are, Queen, in spite of where you grew up, I don't even know how I survived. And I'm in the suburbs of Chicago. My parents actually lived in the Chicago Projects. I couldn't imagine me surviving that. But when you see that the death toll is so large in an urban city in the United States, rather than a war-torn situation in which we send our troops to, so large, so much larger. It was like if you added up the people who died in Afghanistan and the people who died in Iraq, they still weren't as much as the people who died in Chicago. It lets you appreciate your life and the wonderful memories that you have of summertime in spite of all the numbers that are stacked against us. So I salute that peace with every fiber of my being. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I feel that sentimentality about, you know, people looking from the outside in. You know, we stayed over in the projects when I was coming up. Actually, the first place that I stayed in once I got on my own was a real bad situation. But I was watching the news one time, and they were talking to this woman over in that was from over in Africa. And the woman had said, why do y'all still have children if it's so bad there? And the woman had looked at her and she said, if we don't have children, then there'll be nobody left. So there are some normalizations even within the most bad circumstances. We just have to look for them. When a person makes it out, you are a beacon to the ones behind you. That knew you. It was like, wow, I knew her.
Yeah. I agree with that. That is a responsibility. I saw this thing where there was this young guy. He looked like he couldn't have been no more than in high school or maybe early college. But he went back to his middle school and was cutting the kids' hair in the bathroom. You know, you could tell by the look of the children whose hair he was cutting, he needed it. And it's like you need that identity that shows you beyond that fishbowl experience where it's like only what you see and probably the block or two radius you're allowed to wander to, which you think is safe, you know? It's like once you go beyond that, you don't know what to expect. Like other than the men that were in your neighborhood that came back and that had the heart to, those people that came back and set up shop and gave examples and ideas of what was possible beyond that immediate, you know, get rich quick that you have access to. Those are noble, noble people, and I think that is an important thing for us to make sure that we do. Go back to where you came from, even if you don't feel like you went too far, and just let them know, like, it's possible to keep going, yeah.
Edwina, that in and of itself was a prompt because it's the coming back and the giving back that allows us to continue to move forward. Because there are so many people that get stuck. And all they know is, like you said, the crime and the violence in the ghetto in which they live because it's hot outside. And this is just what we know, so we don't think that there's anything else. But there is a whole bigger world out there.
is that the whole every hood should do a major malpractice suit for untreated PTSD and PTSS. What is it? Post-traumatic sleep syndrome and post-traumatic stress syndrome from sitting there and saying, like, I remember growing up where, like, if someone got killed, their bodies would just lay out on the streets. How does that affect a small child growing up? How do you respect a life when you see that life is not respected on a regular basis? You know what I mean? That's PTSD. They say that people are qualifying for PTSD. The white people, well, I ain't going to say it that way, but there's certain people who are able to say, oh, I just watched a video of a bombing, and now I feel like I have PTSD from that experience. But these people growing up seeing this on a loop are not experiencing PTSD. Yeah, they're not. That's not why this is perpetuated. That's not why these children and these young people live in this constant state of fear and always feel like their life is in danger and they don't respect the lives of others. It's not. It's more than just the act of immediate violence. It's in our DNA at this point, you know, in those experiences.
It's the lack of humanity in humans. And that speaks volumes. The lack of humanity in humans. And we have to learn as people to people again. I have a hard time with people, and I like to stay inside. But I can't just bury my head in the sand and act like life is not taking place around me. So, girl, you have no idea. This has been a whole clinic for me. So it wasn't just poetry. It was a necessity. Yes.
That's a beautiful thing.
Isn't that the beauty of poetry?
Isn't that the beauty of poetry? Like, it's a conversation at some point. Did you call it? Oh, that's a prompt right there, too.
That's a prompt. It is. Look at the prompts. I love
y'all prompting all over the place, ain't
this
y'all?
Show is a prompt-making machine.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Well, I'm not going to take up too much more of you guys' time. I appreciate you for listening and understanding what I was trying to say.
Hey, you get rich. Don't forget about us.
When I get rich, I'm going to give all two of my nickels. We're going to split it. We're going to get two pieces of penny candy and stretch them out. You know how you roll them?
Don't even have to get real long.
I'm about to throw off before she get a chance to sign off. I just got offended in my soul.
Well, outside of the offense that Just Jay is feeling, Edwina, Queen Simmons, please let us know where you can be found and how we can get more of these gems and jewels from you.
Gems and jewels, okay. Well, I am one half host most nights of King and Queen's Quarters on Monday nights. And every first Tuesday of the month, I am one half host of, co-host of Flash Speak with Mojave. And every alternating Friday night, I am the Mahogany Soul of the Juke Joint, you know, one of the new Epiphany Radio shows that's going on. And also, anyone that's in the New Jersey area, I'm actually going to be performing that down the row in Newark. So just check out my page on Instagram and if you.
Well, I'm going to just put this out there, and I need you to inbox me so that we can link because I frequent open mics in Brick City often. I was actually living in Bayonne, yes, ma'am, for a year. And so my time in New Jersey was amazing, and the poets in the Jersey area were very, very good to me. So if I am available, I will use my frequent flyer miles and my hotel gold card that I can use so that I can have a safe place to stay while I'm there and enjoy you in person, Queen. So thank you for sharing that as well as, my God, I didn't know you had so much going on in the Epiphany universe. But that's refreshing to know because it's well-deserved. And with that being said, I'm so glad that you made it in cue, the fact that you just came in the house
and got yourself ready and came on this mic and shared that amazing piece with us that we could pontificate about for quite some time. I mean, it's the conversation for me more than the poetry. When the poetry and the conversation is this much of a gift, I would be remiss if I didn't say thank you, thank you, and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for the space and making it possible tonight. I mean,
you're welcome.
Yes.
We love it here. Yay.
We do.
And we're human in. Yay.
And we are human in, and we're definitely getting our people on. So with that being said, Gwen Edwina, thank you for coming through, Ms. Simmons. We appreciate you. We love you. Your poetry has been amazing. You are thriving, and your star is steadily rising, and we're going to be here for the whole process. So one love, one mic.
One love, one mic, y'all.
One love, one mic.
Take care now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is 4 minutes. You have just over 4 minutes to go ahead and call in if you're listening online. If you want to spit a piece, you're going to have to raise your hand. I know some of y'all people, I'm looking at these phone numbers. I don't quite know the people, but I do know the personalities of the numbers. And I know some of these people that like to press the button at the last minute. So I'm talking to you directly. No, I ain't bullying nobody. But I'm bullying you. But anyways, y'all have 4 minutes to go ahead and call in if y'all are not. And if y'all are online, because the Blog Talk lady is not going to joke around with you. She is not going to play. There will be no playing today. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Epiphany Radio Network for Real Entertainment, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? There are sponsors here. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful work. Check them out on Facebook. Just put in RAWLINKS over there on Facebook. It's going to take you by there. It's going to show you every color that you can imagine, every combination and this, that, and the other. And for real, does some little tricks with it too. I used to make jewelry back in the day, and I'm watching some of the stuff he's doing. It's some pretty advanced stuff. Y'all need to check the man out. Gina, Mama Donna, how y'all feeling today?
I'm feeling great. This was a good show.
Yeah, it's been a good show. It's been a good show. I've been enjoying myself with y'all and the callers.
Yes, I have too. That's stimulant. Great conversation.
Oh my God.
Great poetry. It's been great.
Yeah. An amazing conversation as
been.
Well.
Yeah.
The poets are torn out.
Yeah, the boards have been full all night. You know, we have a good contingent of poets floating through here.
I invited
we have
loved
one more now.
Family members and other poets. If the area code that you're currently looking at, Jay, hold on, let me make sure that I got it straight. 413. If 413 has raised her hand, then she is ready to share. And this will be her first time, as far as I know. But we're about to find out real quick because this is one of my loved ones. And I'm just looking forward to whatever she has to share. Do you see her in the
413.
Queue?
413. Yeah, she's been pulled up ever since, yeah.
She's been listening. Hi, she
beautiful.
Didn't know how to get in the queue so she could spit. I'm so glad you made it.
You got to forgive me. I was at the Reels for Life, so once I seen your message, I was like, I missed it again.
No, ma'am.
I'm so sorry.
And that's why I had to tell you, we're still live. We're on the air. So, you know, take a breath, have a drink of water, sit down, put your feet up, and compose yourself because we're here for it.
I'm going to spit a piece that is going to kind of like go off of the last queen that spit something. It's
Who
called
it?
How Much More Do I Have? Oh,
hold
I'm
on,
Queen
Billy.
Warrior.
Billy, you got to introduce yourself, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm Billy D. Perella Smith, but I go by Queen Warrior.
You're who? Oh, the Blog Talk lady was trying to be nosy and rude. I'm sorry.
I go by Queen Warrior, but my first name is Billy D. Smith Perella. Sorry about that.
All right, all right. Now see,
keep
I see
my
that you're
Facebook
trying to go ahead and
I
jump.
I got Facebook. Oh, yeah.
Oh, get out of here.
Back in the day
when
still I wasn't
friends.
Even getting a
storm. I'm really impressed
yes.
by that.
Mm-hmm.
Stop playing.
Yes, for years now.
Foreverwary. We've been friends since Foreverwary. Oh, yeah.
But she's going to have to tell us something. She just can't go straight into her piece. She's going to have to go ahead and relax by talking to us a little bit. I mean, did y'all work that out?
Take a breath, Billy. Acclimate yourself with your surroundings. Know that this is a safe space. We're here for the poetry. We're going to give you insightful feedback and chop it up with you like we've done with everyone else. Just because most of the other poets who have been on the mic are part of the Epiphany Universe and family here at the For Real network. Larry Maddox had the forethought to start a network. Oh my God, when I first started poetry, this show was new. I mean, this show that we're on currently is brand new, but Larry Maddox is the CEO and the founder and creator of Epiphany. And this network has been in, as far as I know, it has been the bread and butter of how I cut my teeth in the poetry community. So I've been reading your poems. You've been tagging me. We've been tagging each other. We've been doing this for years. But they don't know you like I do. So please introduce yourself.
I'm Queen Warrior, like I said. I was born and raised in Columbus, Ohio, basically. I moved to Chicago a couple of years ago. I'm a breast cancer and a uterus cancer survivor. And I just survived two massive heart attacks in February. I've been writing poetry for, oh my God, almost 20 years. It has helped me cope with domestic violence, the loss of my sister, some inner demons as a child. And I'm a strong believer that if we express who we are by ink, then nobody can judge us, diminish us, or make us feel less of a human being. Because we each have a story to tell. And at the end of the day, none of us should ever feel guilty of any trials and tribulations we've ever been through. We're all survivors in our own special way.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
I think all that was worth being said. You know, I'm glad that you got a chance to go ahead and give that to us as well. Oh, man.
I'm glad that what you experienced in February gave you the ability to still be here. To tell your story. That's a story in itself. Two
it's
massive
so
heart attacks.
Yeah, two Widowmakers. I shouldn't even be here, so I thank the Lord every day.
That's what I'm saying.
And I thank everybody that was praying for me. You know? And
you are definitely built for life, young lady.
Thank you. I'm not young. I wish I was still young, but thank you.
You survive all that, you get different titles.
We're all built for life in our own sacred ways. It's how we tell our testimony that we've lived through.
It's
you know,
not
because
how long
whether
you've lived or how old you are, Billy. It's the things that you survive that keep us alive. So with that being said, you're youthful, and it has nothing to do about when you were born.
Thank you, Queen. Don't make me cry. It's been a rough day.
I think it sounds like it's too late. You're already there. So you can just go ahead and experience it.
We need to give her the mic. So we're going to allow Jared to do that because this show has been so much feminine energy that I don't want him to feel excluded. When that being said, does Jake, would you give the mic to my sister?
Yes, ma'am. I most certainly will. Ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, the mic is yours, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. How much more do I have to endure? I'm unsure if I can recall what exactly kept me from losing my sanity years ago after facing so many cold, dark days and nights walking alone. Many don't even know that I've crossed over some troubling I'm sorry. That I crossed over some terrifying troubled waters that me submerged.
Hold on. Listen, we kind of revved you up before you went in there. We're just gonna need you to go ahead and relax. We're just gonna need the words to go ahead and flow out of you. You don't have to contour your words. Just let them flow out of you. When you wrote this, you were in a certain state of mind. We're just trying to get you back to that place right now. But that being said, ma'am, what's your name again? Somebody had came in the door, and I had drew a total blank. What's your name again?
Billy D.
With that being said, Billy D, the mic is yours.
Okay. The poem is called How Much More Do I Have to Endure? I'm unsure if I can recall what exactly kept me from losing my sanity years ago. After facing so many cold and dark days and nights, walking all alone, many don't even know that I've crossed over some terrifying troubled waters that damn near had me submerged, because I would do my best to hide my depression from the world. All I can recall is that each time I felt like I couldn't take another ounce of the insanity, something pulled me back out those troubled waters. When I was emotionally unable to drive myself off from all the despair my body was filled with, I would find myself feeling a brand new found strength and courage. Yet I couldn't help but ask, how much more can I really endure before I completely would find myself submerged under those troubled waters? When will my broken pieces that had to be mended get me through this life truly find some kind of serenity? Or will my mind keep running back and forth like it's in a maze? There's times I can't help but feel that true depths of the sorrow my spirit has felt countless times due to all the trauma she has endured with me. I would give anything to assure her that before we leave this earth, neither one of us will ever have to endure another ounce of sorrow, pain, or agony that others bring upon us. But the reality is, there's certain sorrows nobody can prevent. I can only do my best to protect her from this day forward, to do everything in my power to ensure her and I doesn't have to be exposed to any unnecessary sorrows. Unfortunately, due to everything I've seen and went through, I can't ever cure us from having PTSD, but that doesn't mean I have to keep allowing others to make myself and my beautiful, beloved spirit keep enduring their emotional roller coasters. We both can do bad all by ourselves. We don't need anyone else's insanity dragging us down. Therefore, I will only endure what keeps myself and spirit grounded from this day forward.
How have you learned to keep your energy within you? You seem like you're a person that's a giver, a real empathetic person. Those type of people. How have you learned to go ahead and keep that enough within yourself to sustain yourself?
Years of therapy and that I'm still in. I have to heal my inner child so I can be the woman that has strength within her, not a weak woman who allows others to take advantage of me.
I imagine that you attract narcissists as well.
Yes, I have.
How have you been able to go ahead and set up the boundaries to stop them from getting into certain areas?
I had to heal that woman that the first man broke, the first man that destroyed me, damn near killed me, spent months and months, almost 2 years out of my life to learn how to walk, talk, eat, everything again. I had to forgive him, too. I had to understand that something in his life made him be such an angry person that he had to be violent towards me, towards himself, and towards our children. forgiveness. It really starts with forgiveness. You don't ever have to forget. But if you don't forgive, you can't move forward in this life.
And that's the truth, the moving forward part. You don't want every time something happens that you go back to that same place. Even if the person doesn't know that you've forgiven them or it's not an act of submission to that person. It's actually doing yourself a favor by allowing you to move forward.
I can sit here and tell you I'm half a day. Go ahead.
That was me, Mama Donna. I was going to say forgiveness is not for the person anyway. Forgiveness is for yourself. It releases you and all the guilt and stuff that you felt for being in that situation. But once you forgive that person, it's like a load that's lifted off your shoulders and you can walk a little bit lighter and live a little bit better and not be burdened by all that they've done to you.
I mean, I'll never be cured from my PTSD. That's no matter what, you know. I'll still have flashbacks. I'll still have moments where I can't leave my house, you know, because this my trauma started when I was three. It didn't start, like, as a grown woman. It started when I was three. My stepfather sexually abused me really bad, so I had to – I forgot to heal her because I didn't know how to heal her because back in the 80s, late 70s, that wasn't a subject to be talked about. You know, and it takes
day,
courage.
Still not a subject we need to talk about, unfortunately.
And a lot of places,
women, the hurting of a girl child is taboo to talk about, but it's done on an everyday basis to hundreds of thousands of little girls and boys.
We forget little boys,
if we're going to be truthful. If we're going to be truthful. But the raping of children or the sexually molesting of children is so ingrained in the society, and it's raising up, we're raising up hurt children who grow up into adults that do not know,
they grow
do not know how
angry
to handle the hurt child.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Angry adults. Because, Queen, when I first met you guys, I was an angry woman. I was bitter. I was gunning for everything and everybody. Because I didn't realize that I was holding on to so much hatred, unhealthy hatred, that I didn't need to hold on to no more.
It always
and I was
amazes
an alcoholic.
Me how, yeah, I can see that part too. Anything to numb the pain.
Yes. And the only thing I never dabbled in was the drugs because I watched my mom. That's what killed, well, not she's still alive, but that's what killed her as a mother. But what killed me, not being able to be so much as a mother as I wanted to be, was that alcohol. I didn't get clean and sober until shortly after my sister died. And I fell off the wagon a couple of times, but I'm proud to say that I'm 8 years sober now. You know, and that's something we all have to face. We all got demons. That's how we dealt with certain things, whether we want to admit it or we don't. You know what I'm saying, Queen?
I do understand what you're saying because my story might not be might not be your story, but we have similar stories, and we've had stories of loss. We have stories of abuse. Mine wasn't sexual, but mine was abandonment. My mother left me in New Jersey for a little bit. Then she came and got me, and then when her man was locking me up in the basement, she let me stay with somebody else. So this history of abandonment there. So that rejection, that dejection, and all that stuff that I experienced as a young child, it carried into my adulthood. And in that adulthood, I mean, I could find myself, I would drink. And it was nothing for me to walk home in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock in the morning. I was daring people practically to kidnap me off the streets and do away with me. I didn't care about my life.
That's sad, right? But then when we learn to care about it.
Right. And then I at some point in time, a switch went on. You have to care about yourself. You have to care about yourself. Because you know what? Nothing's going to change because all these things still happen to you. And it's not going to change. So you need to look within. You need to address and find that little girl. I have a piece that I wrote, Little Girl Lost. I've been looking for her. I had locked her away. I didn't want her to get hurt anymore. I didn't want her to get hurt anymore. But now I had to open the door and let her out so I can be able to experience all the things that she experienced and grow from it. Because I can't grow. It's locked away.
You know, one of the ways I was able to heal, there's a book called Inner Child. And it's like a workbook. And if you get real with that workbook, you're going to feel things that you didn't even know that you felt as a child, as a grown woman, as a mother, as a wife, as a girlfriend, as anything in life until you do that workbook. As long as you're 100% honest. And that was something that helped me get back. I'm not going to say get back to who I was because I didn't even know who I was until I hit my late 30s,
early 40s. I still don't know who I am. I still don't know who I am. I'm working towards that. Okay.
It's okay.
Because
I'm a work in progress, but I keep telling people.
You know, I can't get to where I need to be because I don't know where I was supposed to be. So I'm just a work in progress. I'm going towards something because I can't say.
But Queen, you were supposed to be here. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But Queen, you were supposed to be here to help another sister out, to help your own.
Oh,
own
that part I do know, but
I
know that, and I appreciate that. I do know that, but what I'm saying is, I don't know the fullness of me yet because I have not opened all the doors to what I've hidden. But I'm working towards it.
Right.
And you'll get there, Queen. We always got to look at life. Everything's a work in progress. We may not be where we want to be today,
always.
But thankfully we're not where we were 2 days ago or 3 days ago.
Right.
And we're underground.
Gina.
You know?
I know Jared sometimes wish I was like I was when he first met me, and I was very quiet in the corner and listened to everybody.
My theory is you ain't never been like that. That's my working theory right now.
Like
I'll get back to you when I find out more.
Okay, yeah, you work with that. Okay, I'll let you work with that. You know, see, and that's what I do too. I like to break up that seriousness and get a little joke in there because you know what? We have to have those moments of reality, but we also have to have those moments of, hey, you know, we don't have to take it all so serious either. Because we're here.
Amen.
You are. You survived a lot. And I hate to use that word survive. You persevered through a lot because you worked at it and you're doing something to make yourself better. And what struck me is when you said you forgave that person that did so much physical damage to you. But the thing that lasts the longest is not the physical, it's the emotional because you're healing.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're healing those emotional parts within you because the body is healed. And forgiving him, you forgave yourself, and that was the most important tool that was utilized. It wasn't about him. It was about forgiving yourself. Because sometimes I have to do that. I have to forgive myself for staying in the situation one day too long, 1 year too long. I have to forgive myself for those times when I should have walked away, but I was afraid of being by myself. I'd rather take your abuse of me than to be by myself. So that's me having to forgive that person for doing what they did to me, but I also have to forgive myself for allowing that to happen.
Forgiving ourselves, we also learn how to humble ourselves too.
Yes.
And I've learned that because without being, if I wasn't humbled, I would still play that victim role, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
And you'd be doomed
right,
to
be that's why, that's why I don't like
never
the
really
word,
took full accountability
right.
for it.
Right, that's why I don't like
right.
the survivor. The survivor means something was done to you that you had no part in it. I don't like that. Like you didn't do anything. You just existed in that moment. For me, perseverance means that, hey, you worked at this. Yes, I know and I recognize my part in it. I know what I did. I know what I need to do not to get into that situation again. I know to what red flags to look for. I know. Because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I value me now. I value me. Through valuing me, I'm not going to let nobody else devalue me.
All right.
I know that's right.
Where are you?
Currently, I'm in Massachusetts again. I came back to help my oldest daughter raise her daughters because one of my granddaughters is autistic.
Got you. Gina Storm.
And, you know.
Well, I'm just in Connecticut, so, you know, we're close by.
Are you really?
Yeah, I am. I'm in Connecticut.
Chicago.
Well, Jima's in Chicago.
No, that's me, Billy. No, that's me, Billy.
Oh.
But I got enough frequent flyer miles saved up to come wherever, whenever. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. But Mama Donna is your neighbor. I will send you government names for both of my co-hosts tonight. Just Jay is Jerry King. He's in Arkansas. And Donna Reed Roberts is in Connecticut. And they're part of my family at the Small House of Poetry, where we do podcasts on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday every week. Tomorrow we'll be in the living room. If you don't have the Clubhouse app downloaded, and I'll invite you to that space so you can listen in, because we're going to do an interview with amazing people tomorrow night and on Monday morning to start your week off. We have what Sam Drive, which is like a call-in radio show. If you listen to radio shows, you know, on any radio show, you know, like Ricky Smiley or whomever, you understand the format, because we have jokes and segments and conversation, and rather than play music, we do poetry. So we do like three people at a time in a speed round. I would love to have you there, and I also feel like you need to be featured at the Small House of Poetry. And I will send you a message in regards to that, but I need them to understand and appreciate this. You've been in my life for so long, and there are so many things that you do that are right that I don't see the wrongs. So the reality is women need women who encourage each other. People need people who have survived things, and not just survived but thrived. And you, to me, are the embodiment of that. So the fact that you did that How far did you have to go for the relay? Like, what was the length? Did y'all walk or run?
Oh, we walked. I can't run.
Okay.
You know, I just had ankle
surgery,
so I can't
run. But look, hold on. If I'm running, somebody got my phone. You can take my purse. There ain't no cash in it. You can take my purse, but I'm going to need my phone. I can replace what's in my purse, but I'm going to need my phone. So I feel you on that one. But the reality is we provide safe places for poets to land. And I'm glad that you ended up here with us.
I'm so blessed
for coming
that you've been...
through. Girl, you don't even know what you did for my spirit. Like, I was thinking, I've been reading these poems for so long. I had never heard your voice. This is the first time I've heard you speak. Yes.
I thought you heard me on Wolf Hour.
You were on Wolf Hours, but let's say you called in and I was the next caller. But when I called in, your piece was ending. So I didn't know what you could bring to a mic, because it was like a timing thing. You know what I'm saying? But we've been friends for so long, and when you mention Wolf Hours, Mama Donna don't even have a reference, but at least Jay does. You see what I'm saying? So we've been in this game for so long, right? You knew me before I became Gina Storm. I actually put it to a vote on Facebook and let my fans choose my name. And it was between Gina Fire, Gina Phoenix, Gina Butterfly, and Gina Storm. Gina Storm got so many votes that I was like, okay,
yes, I
know. Apparently this wasn't necessary, right? So I am Gina Storm. So here we go.
Yeah.
You know what?
You've
the
been a blessing
over.
In so many
it's
ways.
Continuous. You've been a blessing to
yes.
me as well. And this is what community poetry is all about. It exceeds all boundaries, race, gender, sexual orientation, economic standing, wherever you are in life, if you have a voice and you're using it for the betterment of humanity, then you are a friend to me. And you're not just my friend, you're my sister queen. I am so thrilled that you called in and raised your hand.
I love you so much. You keep strong. You hear me?
I will. I promise you. I can't give up. And I was just telling Mama Donna, for the last 2 days, I've been peopling. Girl, I was outside. I went out to dinner. I had some drinks. I listened to some live music. I even did karaoke. I am so funny acting that I feel like me and my cat are synonymous. Like, he don't like nobody but me. And I don't like nobody. So with the two of us together, I channeled my inner cat and did what I had to do just so I could go outside. So the fact that you did the relay means the world to me. And the two heart attacks, I wasn't even privy to. So this is what I have to say to you, just like Mama Donna said. And Jay was co-signing. You are not a survivor. You're an inspiration. Thank you for that. Don't cry, don't cry. I'm sorry, but it's just like
either that or she evil Knievel.
No, when my people, but Jay, you have to understand this. This is my partner in rhyme. When my partner says that I'm evil, what he means is I love you, and that's okay. So I love you.
Jared, that's just Jared being Jared. Gina, I was trying to give him a compliment.
Oh,
but since you don't want the compliment,
variety.
I will take it back. I was going to take, no, because what you did was there. She said she didn't want to cry, and you broke that up and got her to laughing. That's what Jared does. That's what I was trying to say. But since you really don't want
like
the compliment, I'll keep it to myself. It sounds like a lot of things, but see, that's where your mind goes
Ladies
to. That's not where my mind goes to.
If you are new to the Epiphany Universe, and this is the first time that you've been to the Just Say and Gina Storm show, along with Mama Donna, you may be confused about this, but this is how family engages and loves on one another, and we're just welcoming Philly into the fold.
What you hear on
Gina try to do damage control to make sure people don't think we're
in
here fighting for real.
Oh, really?
We ain't fighting. We're just talking.
You ain't fighting.
We have a disagreement.
Oh, you
on
ain't
the
fighting.
About the disagreement.
Let me break it down. Let me break it down further. If we were fighting, I would have punched him in his throat and he'd be quiet. So as long as you know that I will throw punch anybody who gets out of pocket. We're good.
That's hard to do.
Because you know what? That's real hard to do when he's in Arkansas.
Put your hands in your pocket.
It's Arkansas to you.
It's Arkansas.
Yeah, that's south. I just moved down here from Memphis, and let me tell you something. You guys are just a hop, skip, jump away from Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's about 2 hours away. It depends on what part of Memphis you're staying in. You in West Memphis?
No, I stayed in Dirty South.
She done moved.
Dirty South. Oh, all right.
I did stay in Dirty South. Yeah, I was closest to the Mississippi line.
Dirty.
I love it. So Billy, on Friday, I'm flying to Mississippi and then driving to Alabama, where I'm going to spend the weekend. So you can't get no more south than that.
You be safe out there in Mississippi. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to be there just at the airport. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in the airport, and then I'm going to get the car rental, and then we're going to be taking our black ass to Alabama, where our folks is from.
So,
you're black?
I understand. There's a delicacy they love in Alabama.
Yes, Jared. I
thought
actually
she's a white
black,
girl.
Jay.
I'm sorry about that.
No.
Okay,
just a white
Gina,
girl.
Gina.
My taste buds might be white, but I'm still black.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a
won't ever know who you're working
Lord.
With. Oh, my Lord. Mama Donna's like, you guys are crazy now.
You know, I'm just sitting there. You're right. We don't know because we got this black man that left Michigan to go to Arkansas. So we're trying to figure that out, you know.
That
so,
part.
Nope.
I don't make the best calls of this.
Just because I can dance don't mean
I'm going to say Little Rock because that's probably what you know.
No, there's North Memphis.
What the hell am I? Hold on, give me just a moment. Let me go ahead and find
some. Oh, my God.
Take off my shoes. Hold on a minute. Twinkle my toes. I'm
Are
in Jacksonville, Arkansas.
Mixed Are you?
Well, you know, up until recent, you know, there wasn't a lot of black folks driving through here.
Then we're going to pray for you every day.
I can use some prayer. About
you need to
about
come
everything.
On about
just... Arkansas pretty cool.
No, I don't know about that. Ladies,
actually,
he's losing his mind. It ain't that cool.
I'm going to tell y'all like this. Michigan was the most racist place I've ever stayed in. I actually had to
really?
Move down here to Arkansas to find out how racist Michigan was. Oh, hell yeah. What about by a long shot? When we first got down here, we used to go into the Walmart and we'd have our daughter in the back a cart and we'd be taking the stuff out of the cart. The next thing you know, we hear people playing with my baby and it was white folks, you know. In Michigan, that was unheard of. I've seen plenty of grandmothers down here proudly displaying their mixed children. The white grandmothers proudly displaying their mixed children. I have never heard the word cracker or a redneck more from white people down here than I ever have in my life. So yeah,
North Memphis be like that though.
Mm-hmm. But you know what we call that? We call that self sabotaging because there are black
mm-hmm.
people who call other black niggas. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is this: this has nothing to do with race. Has everything to do with poetry. And the reality is, I'm going to say, well, again, no gender, no race, no sexuality, and no economic standing. We are the poets. We have a reality that only exists in community and creativity. And we're here
to
poetry.
Right.
And this is why I love Billy, because for probably the first year that we were friends on social media, I didn't even know she was Caucasian.
Wait a minute, I'm not full Caucasian.
But
my mother's Native American and black. My dad's
okay, so,
Irish, that's how
so,
I got so light skinned.
So dig this. My family is Creole, French, African American, and mostly European because, like
that's
I said,
all black
when I moved
people.
To
what
Germany,
you talking about, woman?
My When I moved to Germany and my stepmom was German and people were like, how are you going to school for free? And I was like, my stepmom is German. And they were like, so why are you always in Paris? I said, because my grandfather is French and black. And they were like, and why do you speak Patois? Because my grandmother grew up in Louisiana before she, you know, please don't make me break it down for you. We're mugs. I'm an American. Stop playing with me. It ain't got nothing to do with race.
I'm human. That's what I tell people.
Yeah, I'm
human.
There you go. I'm just trying
I don't
to live
my experience.
That part, it has nothing
to
do with race.
One
more game. There you go. That's my girl.
I'm
ladies
from
and gentlemen, this is my sister, Billy. This is her first time here at the Just Jay and Gina show. She's here with Mama Donna Reed. Mama Donna Reed Wallace. Mama Donna Reed Roberts.
Wow. She just loves you with a bunch of titles.
No,
I'll take these are yours.
Well, she is Wallace Reed's mom. But well, we're here just poeting. And the fact that you should be exhausted, but you still have the strength to come and share with us, all I could say was thank you.
I thought you were talking to me.
No, I'm talking to my girl.
Y'all go to bed so that way Mr. Arkansas can get him some rest. Wait. Man, it is 10:30 in Arkansas. You bugging.
Right. It's only 10:30 in Arkansas.
Here's the crazy thing, Billy.
It's 5 a.m.
Right.
Really,
we only do this show every other
Saturday. What you talking about? Be beefing?
No, she's not beefing with you. He always sees something as a better or fight.
Oh, my goodness.
So overlook him. Overlook him.
That's that southern in him right now.
Look, right. He
no,
not
that's
saying,
that
ain't going
to
you. No.
You
in
Ohio,
we
you know what
let
it
that
is.
Go. We're going to let it fall to the wayside. But the reality is this, Billy. You had never called into any. And I was inviting you to my radio shows that you could call into for at least a decade. This is the first time she showed up.
Sorry,
she showed up, y'all. I'm not mad at
you.
I love
you.
For real. I love you. I love the fact that you said, you know what, I'm going to do it tonight. And you were listening. She came on. Who was the first person you heard? Was it Danielle La Perla Negra or was it Edwina who did the piece about the summertime
in the ghetto?
Yes, and it was Summertime in the Ghetto. So that was Edwina Simmons, and she's also part of this network. So when she came in and she was like, oh, I'm a spit, I was like, never. And she is. So, thank you
so much. Need to get a
C
round in.
What'd you say?
We need to get a C round in and then go ahead and shut it down.
Yeah. We're going to do a C round.
Talk about what the remaining callers that are in here.
Yes. Everybody right. Who's online,
good night,
you
everybody.
Are in queue, and you're listening. We know that Billy is tired.
Billy
no,
D?
Billy is spent. She ain't got nothing left.
All right.
If you want to listen,
nothing left. I'm sorry, love.
That's okay.
Next time
if
I
you ain't
will,
got nothing
but...
left to spend, you can listen and know this. Not next Saturday, but the following Saturday, because we're every other week. So not next Saturday, but the following Saturday, we'll be back. And I'll send you an invite again, and I'll send you the phone number in case you forgot, so that you can come through.
Please.
Because we need you here. We need you here, Ma. We do.
It's not this Saturday coming, right? Because I have my daughter's baby
shower. No. But the following Saturday, absolutely not
right,
next Saturday, but the following every other Saturday. And right. we want you to come through. And to share your amazing voice and your poetry and your perspective with us, as well as your strength mm-hmm. and your wisdom and the fact that you have the warrior spirit that makes it possible for me to continue to move on because you encourage me all the time. So
I love
all
you.
I'm going to say
See,
now.
You
I
never
told
to get the cherry pop. You then came in here and then did your first piece online. Congratulations.
On the epiphany, but like I said, she knew me from Wolf Hours, but I never got a chance to actually hear her voice. And I'm like, oh my God, that's my baby. So yeah, this is my loved one, y'all. Follow her, friend her on Facebook. You can find her on my page.
I don't share that many pieces anymore, you guys.
It don't matter.
Somebody stole a bunch of my pieces.
But here's the thing, and let me explain something to you. She has so many pieces in her archive that memory poetry comes up all the time that I've been tagged in over the years that we can just catch up with her. So just know this. Get your rest. We love you. See you in 2 weeks.
Love you, too. Thank you so much, everybody. Be safe, and God
one
bless.
Love,
all right,
one mic.
Good day.
You, too.
No doubt. You take care.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right, I guess we're going to just have to do a speed round within ourselves then.
That'll work because, I said, Billy, oh, my God, I didn't even realize that the Relay for Life was, like, so long or that it was today or that she got up at 5. But, yeah, she's a trooper. She gives me energy when I don't have it.
Hey, that woman right there, she didn't bend down through there and she came out smiling. That's what else can you ask for?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Gina.
Mm-hmm.
Gina, if
yes,
we're going to do this speed round, I have two pieces. I'm going to let you choose between them. I have Seasons of Discovery, which is almost like the seasonal thing, or My Pieces Turn to Peace. My Piece Turn to Pieces, because I do have a piece that I've already titled.
Oh, my God, I love both of the ideas there, Mama. I can't, I'm going to pick. You know what? I'm going to go with my gut, number one.
All right. Now I got to pull it up.
Okay, you pull it up,
Jared, I don't know what you're going to do, but I wrote something for tonight's topic because it was my idea. So that would be the least I could do. So
right.
let's determine right now who's going to go first.
Well, I think because it was your idea, you should go first.
See, that's that bullshit, but okay. So
No, hold on a minute, hold on. I'm going to belay that order. We're going to let her go last because she's the one that actually wrote. To the one say, Mama Donna already wrote her ass out there.
And then you, Jay, and then me. Yeah, I want to be the anchor. I do not want to kick it off. I want to bring us home.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to do then?
All right, I'm ready. So
you
want to
go first, Mama Donna?
Okay. Yes, I will go first.
Yes, sir.
And then you, Jared.
I'm going to get Mama Donna the mic. Indeed.
And then Mama
Donna
will go again the third time. And then
no.
Probably go last.
No. 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 Just a one and done.
One and done. So I'm going to give the mic to Mama Donna. We're going to see you around. We're going to do it like we do in the kitchen. You can give your title if you want to, but when you're done,
I'm
going to give
you
a
title. We're going to keep it official.
Yeah. All right, then we're going to do it. We're going to keep it a buck. So with that being said, Mama Donna, the mic is yours.
I know y'all are probably tired of hearing this. I know I'm tired of saying, no, not really. I'm not a poet. I've only been writing for a year. I would like to take you on a journey to this momentous occasion when my seasons of self-discovery started. I was working at a halfway house. In actuality, it was a 90-day treatment center. They had to participate in groups. When I started this job, I had this attitude of superiority. I'm not like them. I never did drugs. I never ended up in prison. They should have made different choices. One of my responsibilities was to escort the guys to AA or NA meetings in the community. This was their opportunity to see how individuals live sober outside of the prison life. I would sit in the corner. This has nothing to do with me. At first, I didn't listen to their rhetoric while they sat in the circle. Every week, bringing them to the meetings, it is inevitable their stories would start to seep into my consciousness. While I sit and listen to the recovery process, it pushed me to look within. Then one day I joined the circle. This is when I shared my superior attitude. I realized I was just one bad decision from their situation. Their stories are not the same, but similar. The time when someone wanted me to sell drugs, when an old man tried to pressure me into prostituting myself, I considered it at one point. What if I made the decision out of fear due to my financial distress? Where would I be in my life's journey? I discovered during this period of letting my guard down, I garnered respect among the men I was in charge of. I always maintained a professional boundary. In understanding their plight, I was able to establish a working relationship. While participating in this forum, I was able to glimpse the hidden trauma deeply entrenched in my being. I will be honest. I didn't fully flesh through its effects on my life choices at the time. Then the more I attended and participated in the group dynamic, the more my load lightened. Eventually, they trusted me to lead the group. This was a great honor. That was never my mission. It was just a start to my seasons of self-discovery. And that's the wisdom of Mama Donna.
Hold on just a second, Joe.
Get your life together, Jay.
I am trying so to. I tried to refresh, and it took away everything. Hold on just a moment. All right. Liquid legacies lodge within the quandary of entangled tentacles, words deep from within recesses rarely spoken, aroused from their slumber to speak their meaning, to be spat and said anew. So like the wind through winter trees, there's very little to hold on to. So the thought flies away into the emptiness of obscurity, becoming smaller and smaller till blurry. Once again forgotten, like the joy a baby had when laid on fresh linen cotton, leaving only the warm echoes of mother's love. Words can carry the thought of a consciousness across a continent, to the shores of a beach of black sand, and his son of blaze orange, like a tiger in harmony, perched at his favorite hunting hiding spot, poised to leap from the virtues in these verses, with the purpose of a porpoise to reach and breach the surface, only for the words to be sprayed away into a sea of consonants and vowels, to drop to the fathoms of abyssal depths, waiting for the day to be uttered again in all their opulence and decadence, or in minuscule frailness. When spittle is spat like silken webs, gathering words in a basket of goodies to be consumed, becoming one of a multitude of similar memories of faded dreams, like the hump of a dromedary, it will be there when needed. And after being consumed, it would be disposed as refuge, with the power to add color to a small but beautiful flower that bravely stares into the rays of the sun, glinting the cold on its petal, for lovers and pollinators to be drawn to and enjoyed until its season is done. When the winter winds come, now these same words speak of stillness, solitude, grave seriousness, and struggle. And when the first bloom appears, even these words I say today will be forgotten, leaving a liquid legacy. Poem.
Ooh.
In January, here in the Midwest, the cold is brutal and cruel. I often pen poems reflecting the temperature and my mood. Short days and long nights, when you're single, just don't feel right. By March, I can begin to unthaw. They say April showers bring May flowers, and instantly a smile returns to my face again, transforming to my pen hand. June, July, and August give my skin a chance to become sun-kissed within my body's limits. Happily, my poetry is again bright, optimistic and bold, giving me happy vibes. I can't hide. Black Music Month and Juneteenth make me feel amazing, like the temperature that's rising. My poems leave readers and listeners vibing. September and October give multicolored tree leaves, allowing me to pull another card from up my sleeve. I write poetry that's lovingly warm, like my hot chocolate and the fresh-baked oven treats that I bake. The extra warmth serves as an additional house heat. November and December are snowy and cold, yet my pen will never be stopped as my words still flow. Seasonal poetry for me is a reality. Watching throughout the season, you will see, because all I can do is be me in peace.
All right, y'all, let's go analog for the one time. Analog for the one time.
Because I'm not an AI, I'm actually a people, and I can still clap my hands. Woo-hoo!
Ooh, yay. No, we are amazing, aren't we?
Yes.
Good pieces, everybody. Good pieces, everybody.
I have many talents, and clapping my hands is one of them.
Yes,
indeed. Yeah, I watched this field.
I might
it,
not be
said,
able to
I'm
dance
do it
on
just
the beat,
like that.
But I can still clap my hands. Yes, mama.
I think the
I
key is when you stick your arms
beat,
out straight and keep
upbeat.
Them stiff, and you just bring your hands together in the middle. Like a field.
I can't
okay,
even whistle.
If that works for you, if you like to clap like you're a seal, go for it.
Hold on.
I know, it's been a dream of mine since I was a kid.
I put my lips together and,
like
and I can't even
like
whistle, but I can still clap my hands. Let's go. I may
not
be able to dance.
I have never been able to really whistle. I can never really
whistle. I can't
whistle
or dance, but I can clap.
Oh, now that's going
to
make me a liar.
That must mean y'all like to argue a lot.
It's going
to
make me a liar.
That must mean y'all like to argue a lot.
Yeah, maybe a liar.
Hey, always does. You know, hold on. Remember the Andy Griffith whistle?
Yes.
My dad used to do that.
Yep.
My dad could whistle. He could whistle for a cab. He could whistle, you know, a song. And I'd be like, how is that possible? Or the people who put their two fingers in their mouth and make that whistle that's so loud
yeah, that's
that it makes
Jackie
you say,
right there.
You
know, that's
what the
funny.
Hell? I can't
you
do that.
Hear
I can't do
funny,
none of
Gina?
That.
You just said put your two fingers in the mouth to whistle. I just tried it and nothing came out.
Look at hold on. Let,
no, that's right on time. That ain't funny.
Mama Donna, I'm going to make you feel better about yourself. Here we go. That's horrible.
Y'all got to be laughing over. I can't even
whistle.
I can't whistle.
Period. I can't dance or whistle.
Gina.
I don't know if I'm black or human.
Gina, have you seen that challenge where they're challenging people to that they're challenging adults to skip? Have you seen that?
Skip school?
I tried to
skip
and I don't remember how to
I
skip.
I can't skip.
I don't know how to skip.
I think I still can. I think I had to do it at Walmart
skip,
the other day.
But I'm going to tell you what I can't do, and this is horrible when you're a black girl. I have to stand beside the rope to jump double dutch. I can't jump in. I dig my potatoes until they give up. So, yeah. I got limitations.
Well, talk about that.
And, you know, they have double dutch teams that are for people over 40 and up. I'm like,
oh,
I give y'all props. Y'all still just.
So,
y'all
second,
still
that's
what
I need to be on.
One of second mom's best friends, and I've been calling her all my life because, like, you know, like as long as I've lived, I've had at least two moms, but now I got like 16. But back when I just had the two, my mom and her sister that she lives with, and I'm with them right now, they're first and second mom. So Miss Olivia was always second mom's best friend, and she ain't even Miss Olivia no more. She's Auntie Olivia, and I'm going to tell you why. She's on a double dutch team that competes. She's 70. How
all right
is
now.
It possible for her to double dutch competitively, and I never learned how to jump into the rope? I'm like, this is some bull. But I'm going to tell you why. I grew up with 16 brothers, and they wouldn't turn the rope. So I can only do what I can do.
That's important to know, because sometimes we try to do more than what we can do, and then we know we ain't
going
to be out
limitations.
There that deep water.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I be feeling.
I
like
to
be out there, but it ain't good.
I got to say this to you, and a lot of people question me because you're my bestie, but this is my partner. Like me and
the
just,
backhand
yeah,
is serious.
If it wasn't for you, no, this is not the backhand. This is the reality. If it wasn't for you, I would have never came on Clubhouse. And if I got on Clubhouse, I wouldn't have met Mama Donna. If it wasn't for Wallace, Mama Donna wouldn't have been on Clubhouse. So the reality is we would have never met. And this right now, tonight, on Epiphany, wouldn't be possible. So I'm thankful and grateful for this connection because the poets that came through were amazing. And the poetry that we heard was inspirational. And the fact that Billy had never been on Epiphany and this was her first outing after a day that started at 5 a.m. and she walked for raising money for cancer means the world to me. And the fact that she had two heart attacks in February and still here to do so, I wish I would complain. I can't even. But this has been an amazing night for me and an amazing day of poetry after I felt like I was on a maybe 4-day sabbatical. So I'm back, and I appreciate y'all for that.
Right.
And we appreciate you, Gina.
Thank you, Mama.
But it's all true because, you know what, before Wallace said he was doing a feature on Clubhouse, I never even heard of Clubhouse.
Right,
I
would have
never came in.
So Tara was like, you
never heard
of it. Download the app and I'm going to walk you through it. And then I was thinking, he might be sending me off. I can't trust this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad.
You know
I'm
what?
Glad. No, honestly.
I actually supposed to came in under Janice because she was trying to get me to come onto the app, and I was like, no, that's an app? You know, on the app? That don't make no sense to me because I only know about the video games and stuff. You go to the app store. I don't know about nothing. You go somewhere, you be around other people.
Right.
Tim went over there. Tim told me that, like, it was money circulating over there. I said, for real? But yeah, did that and the other, yada, yada, yada. And I said, let me go ahead and head on over there because Demetria had hooked him up to it.
And we found out.
She did.
I made more money at Mike Gwynn's than I did at Small House. I'm not judging my family, but what I'm saying is.
Well, I'm hearing the judging going on, though. It's okay.
No, I'm just judging. But the reality is the math. Like, y'all gave me what you had. And there were people on the Mike Gwynn stage. His platform is so huge that they had never heard of me and was there for my feature. Back in March when it was Women's History Month, and I was one of them. And I was like, why? And Mike was like, it's a necessity. And I was like, are you sure? Because I feel like it's an option. He was like, nah. And he and you and the whole Small House family encouraged me to know that we're necessary and not options. So I thank y'all for this, like for real. And it came over here, and speaking of for real, It came over here at the For Real Entertainment Network on Epiphany because I would have never realized that that was even possible online or on an app or what a call-in show because the only time I ever made money was in person, like on stage. You know what I'm saying? And I got paid for my appearance. So this is, for me, something brand new that I didn't know existed with all of you. Mama Donna, y'all have made me see that. And it's not about monetizing your poetry. It's about exposure. I want more people to be encouraged and uplifted by our words. And both of you encourage and uplift me. I'm grateful and thankful, so woo-hoo, look it up.
Oh, you're going to stop all this trying to make me cry kind of stuff, okay? You've been trying to work on that with everybody lately. You're just going to stop that now, okay?
No, it's so beautiful. It really is because you have to understand, like, I have a cousin who called in from Houston. She didn't raise her hand. So, with Jared working the boards, he saw numbers where there were people sitting there with their hands down. But they were listening because they were supporting. And I appreciate that.
All right. Well, we did that.
We
today.
Need closing words because I'm looking at the time. We got like 4 minutes before the blog talk. Let it come. Be like, get your life. Good night.
Okay, it's over. It's over.
Yeah.
Well, I like to say I enjoyed this. This has been an enjoyable evening. You know, I was going to go out after this show, but it came on to 12 o'clock, and I'm like, you know what? After this, I'm going to sleep because I need
going
it.
Out.
No, I'm not. I'm going. It's one thing you will have to learn, Mr. Jared. Why you keep calling me a liar when I just say I'm not going anywhere?
Still going,
I do not know why you feel. I don't know why
you
feel
don't get
that it's necessary.
12. That's
I would
why.
Lie to somebody like you. Who would you have to be important
like
for
I
me
said,
to lie
ain't
to
nobody
you?
Lie
so.
To.
Okay, that's right. So I would not lie. I'm not going out. I'm going to sleep.
Right.
I'm going to go out to
Mama
sleep
Donna
in my bed.
Grown. She knows you don't have to lie to kids.
Thank you.
So.
All my life.
Hush.
I've been grown since 18 years age. That's almost 50 years.
That part.
Well,
I don't need to lie.
I
don't need to lie. If I want to go out, I'll get dressed and I'll go out.
Mama Donna, you
and
do
I just
know
want,
that.
And I just
you
want
do
tell,
know that Jared is my little
stand.
Brother.
Right.
I'm still older than him, so whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But look at this, Gina and Jared. I'll say I'm not going out, but know what? The truth of the matter, you'll never know unless I tell you so. But I am telling
well,
you,
we're,
I'm
we're
not going
about
anywhere
that
tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow and see if I win anywhere. Because even if I do go,
we'll
I'm not going to tell you because now I've made this declination.
Oh, see, there you go. Don't be like that, Mama. Shame the devil. Shame the devil.
I love it here.
I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere. I'm too damn tired for that.
Hey,
I
wish I had too much. You get more party
and
than
we'll be
I
back
ever
in
have
2 weeks.
The past 12, 15 years. You got more party than I have. I mean, living vicariously through you, Mama Donna.
Hey, that's all right. You know, I have to. That's the way I stay young. I have to go
well,
out.
I'm going to just say this. I salute Miss Jackie for marrying and putting up with him because I don't know how she do it.
Oh, my
but
God.
The reality
I told
was somebody
you.
Had
if
to.
If they were Catholic, I would nominate her for sainthood. If they were Catholic, Gina, I would nominate her for sainthood.
Oh. because I choose violence.
Y'all ain't never met a woman that did none of these things.
Now he's trying to drown us out. I love that.
Good night. Love y'all. One love, one mic.
Not with that music. That was
one love,
accident.
Good night. I heard it.
No,
right,
it was.
You were trying to drown us out. You were trying to drown
us out. Man.
But that's okay. You know?
He's so extra.
You were trying to drown the fact that he's been married 13 years, Gina, and with her for 12 years before, 25 years she put up with this man. Quarter
right.
of a century.
Mama,
darling,
I'm going to give him a pat on the back.
Quarter of a century.
I'm going to give him a pat on the back.
I've been with her
long
time.
He
okay,
actually...
remembered
his
anything.
Own anniversary this year without encouragement or reminder. So I
he didn't remember how many years though, but that's all right. He finally got
matter.
It together.
The
so,
fact that he knew what
happy anniversary, Jared. Happy
thank
anniversary,
you.
Mr. and Mrs. Jared King. Okay, 13 years surviving, thriving, working through your marriage. That is a milestone. It's a beautiful thing. Yes, it is.
Yes.
It's
and
a beautiful
thriving.
Thing.
Not
and
thriving.
Thriving.
Yes. He's still alive. He didn't kill him in his sleep.
He's still alive. He didn't kill him yet. So, yes, he's still alive. He lives to live another day.
Hey, it happens sometimes.
Look, both
we
of
are officially off
so
the air, y'all.
Love
we,
y'all.
We might be
all
off
right.
the air, so don't be shocked
wait.
If they got some incriminating stuff on y'all.
Right.
I can't
heard
even play
music,
it now.
This has been
the music
awful.
Went away.
It did, but I love the fact that I had y'all with me because, you know, my family, we had a kind of rough Saturday, but we got through it. And the fact that they knew that I had to work, they laugh when I say, I'm on the air, or I have to work. They were thinking, a job is work. What you do is poetry. It's not a joke. It's for real, for real. And I love y'all for that.
And we
damn,
love
are
you.
Y'all gone? Oh, good. You're still here.
No, and I said we love you.
And I love you, too. I was just checking because I was like, is it over? Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
We're a family.
It's
going to
be
it's
over for me,
matters.
Though, because it pushed me to stay awake as long as I am right now. That's the
oh,
real
yeah.
reason why I'm not going out.
So,
I'm
first mom
we just,
is
we just
stand
there from
CPAP.
Here down to the street.
No, for real. You so silly. First mom is about to put on her CPAP. She has her humidifier on. Second mom is asleep because she's going to get up 4 days in the morning. And I'm going to be with her, but on Zoom. And she's going to be there in person, and I love her for that. So, you know, all we can do is what we can do. And I appreciate that because that essentially is family. All we can do is what we can do. And what we do is poetry. So I love y'all for being my family. And I mean that sincerely.
And it's sincerely felt, it's sincerely received, and we love you, too.
I can't wait for the living room tomorrow. Okay, y'all, I'm going to go. One love, one mic.
All right, we got to go. One love, one mic.
All right, y'all.
Good night, Jared.
Y'all be easy.
Good night.
Take care,
Gina.
Then.
Good night, family.
Yep.